It's April in the D, that magical month when the Pistons, Red Wings, and the Tigers are all playing at the same time.
Hey, what's poppin'? Drew and Mike show in the DealsInTheD.com studios for Tuesday with Trudy and Mark. Joey, Brandon, Layla's down here. I don't know where Mags is. You still mad at Mark?
What did I do?
Made fun of
him. You outed him.
What? We're our buddies, man.
Well, you can That's not just, what he says.
Layla's the one that I have a problem with.
Get out of here.
She's orbiting you, Trudy.
Oh, that's right. It's the show began, so she needs a treat.
Absolutely. She heard the music. She knows what's going on.
Mags was outside earlier. And what did you say, Drew? You go,
he heard the microwave turn on and he started barking. He knows what's going on. God, they have good hearing. Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequila, located in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. And more March mania and madness.
Oh boy.
This Saturday, 6:09, the early game is Auburn and UVA, and then the Spartans at 8:49 take on Texas Tech on the biggest screen ever, possibly. 35 feet.
Best tweet of the weekend. Fuck you, Duke.
I thought that was pretty good, too.
That was hilarious.
Those fuckers. I was so pissed about the Hokie game. But it was fun seeing them lose yesterday, I have to admit. And boy, after being in 7 Final Fours in the Tom Izzo era, I was even taken aback by that full place, full Breslin Center at midnight last night or something they got back.
Man,
oh, my God. Wow, that is really amazing.
They were in the streets again, too, weren't they?
Were they burning couches?
I don't know. I didn't see any couch burning, but there was some raucous activity on the street.
You saved them for a Michigan State student, and I love to drink.
What's the apartment complex where everything happens?
Cedar Village.
Cedar Village?
Yeah.
That place was crazy. Yeah. Did they just knock it down? Because nothing's happened there in a while.
I'm sure they upgraded. Probably
anyway,
lovely.
My favorite tweet was I noted that Magic Johnson me too'd Lupe after the game. He just picked her up. Didn't ask her permission. Everybody's talking about Biden. What about Magic and Lupe? He turned, picked her up, and hugged her.
Wow.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
He's me tooing someone.
He couldn't have asked permission. It was too loud. Why is that okay?
I do have Tom Izzo's response.
Oh, cool.
Make no mistake, Magic Johnson. I will f***ing end you.
Wow. It's a shame that in all the celebration, it has to be about that. But
very sad.
That's the way it goes.
Hey, Brandon, go to the statenews.com and you can see the celebratory pictures from yesterday.
Are these the parties?
They're all. It's all at Cedar Village, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Really? I haven't seen Cedar Village in a long time.
I know.
Time.
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
Man.
There you go, Cedar Village Celebration. It's titled Cedar Village Celebration.
Somebody's reporting on Facebook, by the way, that Lupe has AIDS now.
Wow.
Is that
Magic?
Confirmed?
Magic doesn't have AIDS anymore.
I thought he didn't either. Is that
actually
wrong?
Can a Facebook reporter please clarify that?
When it's Magic, it's those AIDS.
Like the next picture, something's on fire.
Yeah, it's a person.
Hey,
it's a guy on
That's
fire.
Cool.
It's burning, man.
Wait, what are they? What were they burning there? Wow, look at all those people.
That looks like fun.
It's just a Keystone case.
Why are they burning that? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, burning shit is great.
Just burn stuff.
It's look at all fun. The people on the decks there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there's not so many in that picture.
I'd be happy a deck didn't come down.
That's what
personally.
I mean.
Spartia! Yes!
Wow. Well, I hope there was lots of paycheck doubling because...
No, I lost, actually.
Oh, what did you do?
In game, when State was up 5 early, the odds were very attractive for Duke. So the debate was, do I take Duke getting 1.5 at that point, or do I just take the money line for them to win straight out? Which is even more attractive. I want to say it was, +110?
Well, to be honest.
It was a coin flip.
They blew the game. It was 66-63.
Absolutely.
And what is it with free throws at the end of these games, by the way? Nobody can make the free throw to either salt the game away.
They're just kids.
I know they're children. the first free throw, was that way off?
Way off.
Way off.
He should have tried to miss that one, because then when he tried to miss the second one, it went in.
That was funny.
Was just so Murphy's Law.
Oh, my God. Anyway, MyBookie is making somebody money. Just go to MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Drew. If you're not on there yet, they will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Put in a G, get $500 of house money. Bet on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Bet on
baseball.
Yeah, bet on baseball. Baseball's rocking.
It is.
Baseball's really interesting. I do want to make some bets on baseball just to see how it feels.
Parlays, man. Baseball's all about parlays.
The thing is, I like watching the Tigers game, so that means I would kind of have to bet on the Tigers.
You bet on Tigers.
I can't.
Getting a run or two.
I don't like to bet against the Tigers, but
bet the under.
Maybe I'll have to do that. Anyway, mybookie.com, and remember, promo code Drew, mybookie.ag. And March Madness, not a bad place.
Drew?
And I believe WLLZ is still with us. I texted our sales representative, sales department. I haven't heard anything back, so I'm going to assume that WLLZ is still with the program.
Cool.
I know they'd like to be on the air no matter what, but...
Just because you're poor doesn't mean Trudy has to be. Tune in, WLLZ.
Yeah. Support Zoob's tuition. Listen to WLLZ with Trudy Daniels, 10 to 3.
Hi, Mommy.
Weekdays.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the new generation of classic rock with AC/DC, Aerosmith, Ozzy, Foo Fighters, Zeppelin, Pearl Jam, Guns N' Roses, Nirvana, Motley Crue, Van Halen. Here, Trudy Middays, Doug Podell Afternoons, Bill McAllister in Mornings. Were you guys opening day?
I am at Kid Rock's Made in Detroit. That's in LCA.
What?
From
really?
10 to 3.
Rock and roll!
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
And I am also giving away Kid Rock tickets this week.
Well.
Yeah.
Is Bill at LCA too?
No, Bill, well, because it's mornings. Remember doing mornings on opening day?
Yeah. You don't have to claim me. Right. Podell?
There's kids out there that love this.
And then Doug is at the Detroit Bear Company. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. 106.7 WLZ. A new generation of classic rock.
We're also, there's a $1,000 per day.
What?
Delia.
Yeah. Are we eligible to win?
You can. You have to text me.
Okay.
Seems like all the rock stations are doing things. Somebody got direct mail.
Yeah, look
from
what we did. We. We just really hit the hornet's nest.
May have just...
Square in the middle.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to be talking to the author of Jimmy Page, the definitive biography, which, you know, I was reading it months ago when we got the book.
Right, yeah.
By Chris Saljurvic. Does this guy have to have a hard name to pronounce?
No, Chris has.
Saljurvic.
I'm kind of pissed at him. But Jimmy Page is just such a fascinating topic, so I couldn't turn that one down.
I really
Jimmy
did not realize how early and how brilliant he is.
Pager?
Yeah, when he was like
Session?
Really young.
Yeah.
He went up to some old band guys and he's like, I want to produce your album. And then he did.
Wow.
And that's, you know, sitting in a control room and there are all kinds of factors. Yeah.
Brilliant producer.
And now he's an old Asian man.
With a 27-year-old chick.
Yeah. Well.
Pager's doing okay.
Whatever works, man.
A rock and roll!
There's Jimmy. Pager!
His hair looks great.
Yeah. I didn't realize, but Chris points out in the book that Lori Maddox, who is Jimmy's 14-year-old girlfriend...
Oh.
not too cool.
No.
But anyway, she looked like Jimmy Page.
Oh,
she kind of did.
One of those?
I think she was a Valerie Bertinelli to Eddie.
And a Tom Cruise.
Oh. Wait, Tom Cruise has a lookalike girlfriend?
Yeah. Who's his wife? Oh, God damn it.
Katie Holmes.
Just like Katie Holmes. Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes look just alike.
Really?
Yeah.
Did not notice.
Absolutely.
That.
Side by side, man.
Well, anyway, Pagey's coming up. In just a few minutes. So I do want to mention parking has doubled in Ferndale.
Uh-oh.
It is now $1 an hour, 11 a.m. to midnight.
Wow.
So Ferndale in the news again today.
At least there's spots unlike other cities around here.
Weekdays or all days?
I think
it's all days.
It's all days.
Yeah.
Wow.
They don't have many spots, let me tell you. Oof. Not happy. trying to park in downtown Ferndale.
And what is it, the third drunkest city? So.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was good news. Mick Jagger, turns out, has a damaged heart valve.
Ah, jeez.
So he's getting that heart valve replaced. It sounds like it's a very successful surgery. And if it's on him, you know they're going to have the best people.
Best, yeah.
So
love you, Jagger.
Not to worry.
Hey, by the way, he has another album coming out.
Stapper?
Oh, Staff. Yeah.
Wow.
A solo project?
Yeah.
Really?
Love you, Jagger.
Oh, God. Did anybody see the article in Daily Mail on Mick Jagger with him at the beach with his young lady friend and his two-year-old who looks like Mick? I think it's Devereaux Jagger. And Ron Wood is down there with his two-year-old twins.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a picture of Keith, who's on a balcony somewhere with no shirt on, and Keith looks like a 75-year-old man. Really does. I mean, what's going on?
Something important, Brandon?
Some production value?
Oh, no, that's not you. It's that phone up there.
It's the camera.
It's the camera phone.
Whoa.
Is that your phone?
That's my phone.
Should we answer it?
I don't
know. What happens if I hit answer?
It sure sounds important.
Hello?
Whatever it is.
How do you make it speaker?
Yellow.
Hello? Oh, here's speaker.
Is it Chris?
Who's on the phone? Hello? Ah!
It's Chris. It's for Chris, isn't it?
No.
No,
it's not.
Oh, get out of town, lady.
It's your Sirius XM
what do you think this is?
Suck my dick. Oh, you crap. How do I get back? Okay. Camera's back.
They'll never call back again.
It's pretty bad. You're
going to cancel your series, too. Sorry, Trudy.
No, I already canceled it. They've been trying to get me back to hook up
me
with
too.
Them again.
They've been dying to have me back. It's nice to be wanted.
Are they relentless?
Yeah, pretty relentless.
God, I cancel a magazine. It's like years and years, and then they start sending it again, and then they're like, we've been sending you this magazine a couple of weeks. Like,
that's why I pay for it?
No. No, I'm kind of done with the magazines.
I broke up with you.
The Joe Biden story is still, I think my bottom line with this is this really worth this much time after 5 years to talk about? He didn't. I was reading about how women are getting poked and prodded. I'm thinking, wait, that girl, she's getting poked and prodded and grabbed. Are girls really getting poked and prodded and grabbed as much as, I don't know. I mean, I'm
only by Joe Biden.
Am I missing something?
I don't know. Trudy, are you getting poked and prodded more than usual?
Yeah, you get poked and prodded a time or two. I did not realize that you could turn someone in for huffing your hair, though.
I got to tell you, it's a new term in my household, the Biden kiss. Because Charlotte never wants to give me a kiss goodbye. She's kind of a jerk. Yeah. And so I just grab her from the shoulders from behind and kiss her on the head. And I go, Biden kiss. And do the same thing to Annie. I did it to Julie, and Julie goes, I think I prefer that.
Inhale her hair, too.
There are a lot of people I may be reporting now.
You have to yell out, Biden kiss! And then do it. That's how you get consent.
Oh, okay.
I think the main thing that's coming out of this story for me, and I know this is wrong, is that I don't like this girl and I don't want to hear her talking anymore.
I made Julie watch the news story just because I wanted her female opinion. The first thing she says is, that looks like a guy. And she's kind of right.
I don't believe he was hitting on her. I just don't.
He's not.
I think he really is just carried away with himself sometimes. He has like oxytocin or something going on in his. loves everybody.
You know, Tapper never asked the question yesterday, was he hard? Because that, I think, has a different motive. But I think it is inappropriate.
I'm inclined to think he wasn't hard. I don't believe he was into that chick.
It is inappropriate, though, don't you think? I mean, it's kind
of
it's weird.
The hands on the shoulders with the girl, woman that says...
Is now defending him?
Yeah, she's defending him. A lot of women are. And a lot of women are saying about this girl in the Vegas girl, the assemblywoman from Nevada, who's in Florida now, I think. Why do I know so? I don't want to know anything about her.
She went to a Beto rally over the weekend.
I know. It seems it's coming from a place, too, that she doesn't like him. She likes Beto or she likes Bernie Sanders. It adds a little layer to it.
It's inappropriate. It's creepy. Next.
Yeah, go away.
What else needs to be said?
I feel like, isn't this thing just way blown out of proportion?
Yeah.
I think Biden gets off on the Bush defense, though. Remember, he massaged Angela Merkel?
Yeah, that was weird.
Weird. I agree.
By that precedent, I think Biden should get a pass.
That was inappropriate,
if it happened
too.
After.
Yeah.
Well, but, no, but I think he doesn't get a pass. I mean, he's creepy, but does that preclude him from being a president?
Neither one of them are trying to bang those chicks, in my opinion.
What if Angela Merkel had a Me Too against George Bush now?
Susan.
All these years later.
I mean, 5 years ago? I mean, a kiss on the head? I'm starting to...
I'd be inclined to think that, you know...
I'm starting to take it personally... that my gender just wants to be, or people just want my gender exterminated. That all we do are bad things. Where's toxic feminism, by the way? What is what about all these slutty Instagram accounts? All these women begging us to beat off to them.
Well, we like that.
But if I came up behind you and huffed your hair, would that seem like toxic feminism? Would you be afraid and freeze and not know what to do?
I won't be talking about it in 2024. I promise you that.
What if you want her opponent to win?
I won't preclude you from some important occupation.
Ah, oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
What if you preferred someone else in that occupation, though?
Yeah, I think that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
Has anyone seen the dueling Smollett rallies today?
No, you told me about that. I'm dying to see some coverage.
There's a rally, which surprised me, rallying for Kim Fox's head, I guess, or just for her to explain herself, which she hasn't done. And Jesse Jackson decided, we're going to get out there and rally in favor of Kim Fox. So they're dueling rallies. And personally, I can't believe anyone has 5 minutes for either rally.
Yeah, but I respect the... Well, Jackson's got plenty of time.
He's got nothing but time.
He's been looking for a fight, so this is it.
Why would you rally in favor of her? He claims the opposition is politically motivated, which it is anything but.
I know why you rally in favor for her, because she adheres to quid pro quos. If you ever need her for something, she'll get it back for you.
No one agrees with that, though.
I know.
Except Kid Rock actually had all those people at the Image Awards laughing and clapping, so...
Wait, I didn't see that. What happened?
That seemed like it kind of decided.
Chris Rock. Chris Rock.
Oh,
who did I say? Kid Rock?
Kid Rock.
Wow, that would be a bad...
The Image Awards?
Chris Rock got nothing but laughs.
Yeah.
People were...
Because he's a joke. Meanwhile...
Why is anyone...
I know we talked about the SNL sketch.
I stand with Jesse Smollett. What?
Okay, cool.
You stand with Jesse Smollett? Are you out of your mind?
You have his back, too?
I support... He's so done, by the way.
Yeah,
he's so
good.
Done. That show's going to get canceled, isn't it?
It had even worse ratings after it was released.
Yeah.
I think it lost another 400,000.
The last three shows were the successively worst rated shows. It's below 4 million a show. It was at 17 million at the peak.
They need to kill him now. Like now.
That's a great
idea. A live TV event.
Kill him.
You heard my...
But really kill him. Like a snuff.
Wow.
Primetime snuff drama.
Oh, they just got rid of their best character.
Can you imagine the ratings for that?
they have to have the two brothers do it, too.
Yes.
The blank gun killed him. It's crazy. It was supposed to be a blank gun. Oh, my God.
Isn't that John Eric Hexon? Wasn't he killed by a blank?
John Eric, yes.
Brandon Lee.
Trudy, that was fantastic.
Wasn't Brandon Lee killed by? Oh, no, they had a live round in that gun, didn't they? The crow?
He got killed by
I thought it was a blank.
It was a blank. Okay.
Like
it was
the wad shot into him or something.
Blanks have killed so many people.
Wow. Well, then they're not blanks.
I know.
Is that true of guys? Are guys that fire blanks getting people pregnant? Does that happen too?
Tom Cruise.
Is that worthy of mention? Trudy, we look up Dr. Roche's data because we got to talk to Chris in a second. Mm. And I did want to mention that it's Ram Truck Month. It's Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Jeff, that, and Stephanie, you sell lots of trucks. We've actually moved on from Ram Truck Month, but they still want to make some great deals for you, including a new 19 Ram 1500 Big Horn Crew Cab 4x4 at $189 a month, the 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month, or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $232 a month. And then employee pricing for everyone on the all-new 18 Jeep Wranglers. Lease one starting at $279 a month. Our friends at Zot Ford, or Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, can't fix the roads, but they certainly have damn good deals. And I see Gretchen Whitmer's driving around with Hank tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes. They've been heavily promoting that.
They're fixing the damn roads?
She's going to explain, I guess, how she's going to fix the damn roads.
Poor Hank. That drive sounds boring.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. She's going to bullshit Hank.
Who's driving, by the way?
Will Hank,
they're in the back seat, both of them.
You think Hank will yell at her like he yells at some of the other people? And I hope he does. He
might.
It looked pretty amicable.
Did it?
And yeah.
You're driving along.
You're driving when you aim for potholes.
Right?
Yes. Well, what is Hank supposed to do? He can't yell at her, but yeah, hopefully at least ask
challenges
some,
her.
Some tough questions.
I noticed a picture that comes with Dr. Roche's. That actually can be fixed.
I know.
You can fix that.
Yes, that's the diva picture.
Diva
the
picture.
Diva before picture.
They can also fix stretch marks, jowls, mild sagging, deep lines, creases, sun damage, acne scars, and enlarged pores with the Morpheus 8, which is coming soon. It remodels and contours the face and body, stimulates collagen.
Morpheus.
It is a subdermal renewal program that employs a radio frequency and a couple of other...
Morpheus 8.
Morpheus
8.
And they want you to come in, schedule a consultation, try that out. If you have any of those things that when you look in the mirror, really bugs you, you look at yourself, wish you could look better, you can with Dr. Roche. Go to www.drroche.com or 248-338-1110.
And boobs, boobs, always boobs. And Diva and all the myriad things they do at the offices of Dr. Roche. So there. And the Hall Financial Hotline is open. You can click the link to Hall Financial on the Drew and Mike website as Trudy knifes off another piece of cake with her pocket knife.
I love her plate, too.
Yeah,
looks like it's a...
I respect that completely.
It's
that
some sort of memo that Denny left along with the
Hershey. A Denny memo for a plate.
Hall Financial would love to take money out of your house or do a refi for you or finance your home. Shorten the length of your lease. Who knows? Just click the link or go to hallfg.drewandmike.com.
Wow.
Or call 248-308-5000.
Quality sucks.
Hey, was that a live gig? It sounded like
it's supposed
a live
to be his best
Zeppelin
solo
gig.
Ever.
I don't know.
Remember the scene from It Might Get Loud?
Did the phone not ring? Is Chris there with us?
Chris? Yo.
Oh.
Was that Ramble On?
Yeah,
slow
from
demo?
Do you remember It Might Get Loud?
Because yeah.
Quite, yeah.
Sure.
And the tactile quality of it. You can hear the various sort of characteristics of each player.
Oh, I like that slow version.
Yeah. To stretch the limits.
Why is it so
come
quiet?
Up with new techniques.
Did you get this number, Brandon?
Jimmy, keep playing Ramble On. And stop talking.
It's not ringing.
Oh, no, really?
The phone broken? Yeah!
He looks extra Asian.
My song. I gotta ramble on.
Lord of the Rings!
Very popular doc, by the way.
Yeah, it's really
with
good.
With Edge and Jimmy, and who's the third guitarist?
Jack White.
Light. Oh, that's right.
Oh, boss. I can't find it.
Whispering uh-oh.
To the thunder.
I have the number. It's right here.
Yeah.
This number?
Yes,
this
that number.
That's the one that's not working?
I don't know.
He also has our number, so. Mm.
Cool. What is the? Hold on.
Is the phone off the hook upstairs?
Wait, no number will work? Call my phone number, Brandon, see if it works, and I'll answer it. I'm just going to keep rocking out for at least 8 more seconds.
Now, the thing that fascinates me about, and always has about the six strings, everyone has their own approach. They all play in a different way.
Oh! Man, whoever edited that crapped it out.
I'm stuck now.
What do you mean you're stuck?
My phone's ringing. The hotline's ringing.
I want to edit off.
No, that's me.
That was you calling your own phone. Oh, boy, was that embarrassing.
It says lines in
Hey, I'll decide how embarrassed I am.
Yeah, lines in use because Drew's on it, calling his own phone and being surprised.
It's working. Phone's working.
So did I write that down?
Wait, is he international?
Yeah.
Is there an international issue? Are you dialing 011?
He was supposed to be an international call, and then the...
Is he in international waters? There's no service?
Sent this one saying he's in L.A. and has a U.S. number, not international, because at first we were going to call him.
Sounds like he didn't pay his bill.
Yeah, but he gave him the studio number, so...
Well, then he can call us.
I think having a hard-to-pronounce name was bad enough.
Salovich? Salovich?
Salovich. No, there's no R in his name.
Wait, why is it Salovich if there's no R in his name?
All right.
I don't know. Talk to Trudy. This is Trudy's game.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is an amazing puzzle. What if it's Sirius XM calling you back?
Yeah.
Tell them you're not interested.
Trudy's trying to cover the microphone.
Tell them you don't. Yeah. Right now, a lot of noise doing
as if we're not going to pay attention to her call.
And it won't dial in. Chris, do you have an?
He's got one of those phones that you can't dial into, like the hotline, Drew.
No, we know about this.
It only makes outgoing calls.
Can you call the hotline, Trudy?
It's a very common problem, Trudy.
Okay.
In the world of entertainment.
Brandon, can you try again?
Yeah. Brandon's very
mad. Had it set on no incoming calls, obviously.
Yeah, no, clearly. He's in a studio. He's in the middle of something and can't be stopped.
We went through that many times.
Okay. No, we have a different number. Here, I'll pass you to our producer, all right?
Here. You want to give him this number?
This is like watching the sausage being made.
Wow.
The ironic thing is it's always like this.
Okay.
What a cluster bleep.
Okay, very good. So what number is it that I can dial out to you?
The one that he's calling on.
The one that you're... Oh, I
like the way Brandon took charge.
By asking the same.
A lot of heroes here.
I was trying to take charge, but Mark kept saying.
Sorry.
Mark kept saying smart ass things in my
up.
Head.
Yeah. Story of my life.
Concentrate on what he was saying. He's pretty well disgusted.
The worst part about this, you probably can hear, but Brandon's going to be flustered the rest of the show now because of this. I just want you guys to know that. He will.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
I challenge anyone to think this wasn't interesting.
His publicist gave us the number that didn't dial through.
Yeah, someone's got to be thrown under the bus.
He's under the bus.
I'm starting to think we should call
rock and roll.
I'm starting to think we should call the publicist and find out what is going on with that number. Just what exactly?
Oh, it rings. Yes.
They had the incoming line on off.
Hello.
Is this Chris?
Chris.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello, Chris?
They forgot to turn the incoming audio in on the when they turned the incoming line calls. On.
Yeah. It is a two-step process.
What?
Hello, Chris?
What is going on?
Yellow. Color yellow.
Oh, jeez.
And then no one says anything.
Oh, there he is. Hello, can you hear me?
They seem a bit... Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Seem a bit what?
You can't hear any.
Is your phone on mute?
Is he about to trash us?
Take it off mute.
Well, no, we heard him. It's not on mute. Are we on mute? You should have answered that incoming call from yourself, Drew.
You're right. Chris?
Brandon, were you able to talk to him, Brandon?
Let's have him.
I was able to talk to him on Trudy's cell phone.
All right, I'm going to have him call.
I got it right now. I'm calling him again.
It might be time to ramble on.
Hello?
Chris, can you hear me now?
No!
Yeah, before as well.
Oh, he could before as well.
Oh,
okay,
you could?
There he is.
Oh, maybe you did put me on. We heard you fine, but I thought you couldn't hear me because I was...
Well,
I was doing an interview.
No one seems to be saying anything.
That's really weird for me in an interview situation. Usually I will speak.
There you go.
Yeah, Jimmy Page, the definitive biography. And Chris, is your last name pronounced Salovich?
Salovich, yeah.
Salovich, yeah.
Okay, so there's no R in there.
No.
Okay.
Well, it's like it's as though it's an R. Bitch, if you want.
Salavitch. Trudy put an R in there. I don't mean to tell on her, but
it's a great interview.
She did. Anyway, yeah, things are going swimmingly. Hey, I was bugging through the book and I stumbled on something that was just fun to talk about, and I don't know if there's anything to it, but you were talking about Keith Richards possibly going to jail when he got busted in Canada, and the rumors that Jimmy Page was going to replace Keith in the Stones. Was that wow. just a rumor? Was there anything to that?
He bashed at the time.
Is he hitting mute?
Oh, no.
Chris?
Is he in a basement, too?
Hey, Chris.
I know he can hear us.
Chris,
oh, whoa, well, there he is. Whoa. Yeah, you're cutting in and out.
Oh, I don't know why.
Yeah, you were cutting in and out a little bit. But so we didn't really hear your answer to that question about Keith and Jimmy Page.
Yeah, well, I was just... time, I certainly recall that.
It's okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right.
So was that just a rumor about... You can just say yes or no.
They were hanging out together at the time, don't forget, you know? And they'd made a single, recorded a tune called Scarlet, which, of course, was about Jimmy's daughter. So, you know, they were quite tight at that time.
I thought you made a great point that replacing Keith with a heroin addict was probably not ideal.
Yeah, very good idea at all, really, was it? I mean, this is like... No one seems to have rethought that one out.
And then the Cream interview. We just saw a documentary on Cream magazine, so it was fresh in my mind. And Jan, I don't know how to, Jan Uhelski was Uhelski, talking to Jimmy, and he wanted all the questions relayed from the publicist, and they were all sitting in a circle.
Yes, that's right. I think things were getting a little out of control at that point.
Was that just ego, or was he just that out of it? I mean, what was going on there?
No, in relation to all those things, really. I think that was the...
Okay. Moving on to... I'll move back to Led Zeppelin 2 and the fact that they were recording it while they were on tour in multiple studios, and by the time it came out, Jimmy said he'd heard it so much, and he was very concerned, and he really wasn't confident about Led Zeppelin 2, which is such a great album.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, we kind of...
All right.
We kind of lost you there again. Chris?
Jimmy. Reschedule?
What happened?
Yeah.
For a landline?
Yeah, maybe we better...
He doesn't have any service right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh! Oh boy. Okay.
Oh boy.
Well, that was we learned a lot. In spite of it was a lot of trouble, but it was worth it. Don't anybody suggest that interview was not worth it.
Just go buy his book. Make him happy.
It is the definitive biography.
Maybe from what you read, because you read more of it than I did.
I was really enjoying reading it, honestly. Yeah. I have nothing but high praise. I feel the interview did not do the book justice.
Does he write in there about Jimmy Page being really cheap?
You know, I don't know, because I didn't read enough, but I don't...
Have you ever heard that before, that Jimmy Page is really stingy?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember now off the top of my head. I know he was very frugal. As far as being outright cheap himself, I don't know. But, that first record was made for like $2,000. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was just a real studio planner. He was really a remarkable producer.
But there's talk that he had like $1 million before Zeppelin even came together from all the studio stuff.
Yeah, he was.
He never spent any.
Very successful. I don't think he was a big spender. He's lived in the same house for a long, long time.
Hmm. Really?
Led Zeppelin sold their album. Oh, it's Chris calling back. Oh boy. See if we can reschedule.
See if he's got a landline, or we'll just reschedule. As much fun as this has been.
Kind of leaning towards rescheduling.
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like this needs a fresh start.
How many broken phones can there be? The one that wouldn't dial out, and then
that's a bad sign when they can't take incoming calls.
It's his phone. And Brandon is so pissed, by the way. That's what I love about him. I love the guy. He gets so flustered.
Let me see if I can hear Brandon.
We might have to reschedule.
Brandon, he just dropped the reschedule word.
That phone's working just fine now.
Brandon's apologizing. You
know, what's
don't apologize.
What is up with
we're
the phone?
We're promoting his book. Why, don't apologize.
Why is he having a perfectly logical, linear conversation with the guy now?
We couldn't.
What the fuck?
That makes no sense.
I feel like Jimmy Page has put a spell on the interview.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. He's reached Aleister Crowley somehow.
How much, since Chris can't tell us and you read the books.
Yeah, why don't we just interview Drew about it?
You're the definitive source here.
Jimmy's playing on the Ouija board to screw us.
Well, how much of the occult was he truly into, or how much of that was just sort of a passing?
I think he was
very
interested.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't he live in Aleister Crowley's house?
Yeah.
I think it was more than a passing interest. Whether, you know, the whole deal with the devil, I don't know. He's a really strange guy. That's why every time a book comes around, I'm interested in it, because I feel like we never really know Jimmy Page.
Yeah.
And it makes him interesting to me.
I didn't know that he was in all of those circles before. I mean, there's so many people in that little area where they all lived who became, you know, that Eric Clapton popped up and Jeff Beck was there.
Art Burks Donovan, he's on Season of the Witch, I think.
Great song.
Yeah.
There's another song.
He's on that?
Yeah.
All right, Brandon, can we have a full report?
Brandon.
First off, on a level of 1 to 10, how mad are you right now? I'm flustered.
4. He,
what?
He said that it's our line, not his. He's never had any issues.
Oh, sure.
He stayed in all morning for the interview, so he ruined his day.
Well, he said that?
No, he didn't say we ruined his day, but he said he stayed in all morning for it.
Well, he stayed in, why didn't he just stay in all morning for it? The interview was at a certain time. He could have done whatever he wanted until that time. Staying in didn't make the line any better. What does that mean?
Your cell phone blows.
Get with the publisher.
I feel like calling him back to find out why he stayed in all morning. I think that's crazy. I'm starting to really have my doubts about this guy.
Yeah. If only the phone, maybe we could just channel it through Brandon's head, because it seems to work when he talks to him.
I know. That's the thing, is when
what?
I talked to him out there, it was perfect.
What?
Clear line.
Why is he?
I couldn't hear that last part. The connection just got really bad.
Why is he trying to make us feel any worse than we already do? What's with the big guilt trip? I stayed in all morning. What do you mean? So it's 1:16 there on the West Coast. Why did you stay in all morning? That's ridiculous.
Did he get up at noon?
He could have gone to Disneyland and had a great time and come back and had plenty of time to be there for the interview. Hurdy-Gurdy Man?
Oh, another great song.
Pager's on Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
He is?
Yeah. That's him playing. And man, those are some tasty licks.
Yeah. I always thought Donovan was so underrated.
I love Donovan.
When he was like 17 years old, saw some guy playing his guitar like a violin. And so he's like, I'm going to learn how to do that. He just pretty much did whatever he would see.
The way that he sings. Seems like he's singing a little bit like the guy. Here's the solo.
Mr. and Mrs. Hawaii. Sounds like he's on Chris Sellers with his phone.
Trudy, I wish you'd go up and get another piece of cake. I know you want to.
Take your plate
with
you.
Lie. Do not lie. Hurdy gurdy, hurdy gurdy. What a crazy, wacky song. Donovan is way underrated.
So this is Pager right here?
I believe it's Pager.
Ah, I never knew that. Love this fucking song.
Who's the bassist on this?
I'm going to look up
it's
the personnel
pretty serious
for this.
Good too.
I know he's on Hurdy Gurdy Man.
When I look out my window, many sights to see.
Oh, come on. It's got to have a Wikipedia page, right?
This
song is way too cool not to have one.
So many different people to be. That it's strange. So strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
Yes!
Season of the witch. Must be the
there we go. Finally. Oh, the hauntingly eerie guitar is provided by Jimmy Page! Pager! Crank it!
Oh, hang on. Summer cat looking over. What about the bass?
His shoulder at me. Don't say anything about the bass yet. And he's strange. Probably Pager too. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You know what I liked about the definitive biography of Jimmy Page is at one point, the band we were not really talking to, Chris Salovich, mm-hmm. was comparing John Paul Jones to Brian Jones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because Brian Jones, you know, on the early song, I agree with, who just said, somebody just came out and said Brian Jones didn't get enough credit. Might have been Joe Elliott. And I agree. He played all those crazy instruments on those early Stone songs, like the sitar on Paint It Black, and the flute, and, you know, Lady Jane, and some of those kind of songs that had some interesting instrumentation on them. It was Brian Jones. He would play anything. And he's saying that John Paul Jones was the same way with Led Zeppelin, with keyboards and piano and strange sounds and just sort of an atmospheric. He just came up with a lot of different things to put on the records.
Yeah, if you think about that, that's at the very beginning of rock and roll sort of being formulated. You know,
yeah.
It's different. And he and the Stones hung out constantly, or at least Mick.
I feel a powerful connection to the history of famous bass players. Like, what's his name from The Who? Or that guy from Led Zeppelin who wasn't Page, Plant, or Bonham? Those are the only two I know for sure.
John Entwistle, similarly, what a great bass player. Oh, my God. There's always somebody in a great band who doesn't get enough credit.
Yeah.
Zot Ford and Deals and D want to thank every single listener who supported the podcast, buying or leasing their cars, trucks, and SUVs. Thank you. They know this isn't a sports podcast, and it's not a shout-out. It's just a thank you and a sign of their appreciation. With the arrival of spring, it also brings a full inventory of the newest Ford models in all their exciting options, colors, and technology. Included in Zot Ford's fresh inventory is the 2019 Ford Mustang GTs, Raptors, and Rangers, all ready for immediate delivery. So swing by Zot Ford and Holly, peruse their inventory, take a ride in their massage chairs, play some foosball, grab an autograph from Maz when he gets back. Thank you, my friends, at dealsinthed.com. More on Maz momentarily. First Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. They're the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance one. And you've heard from our listeners, like, oh, how about the person that said, if you're like me, you'll have a million different questions. You want someone reliable and knowledgeable at your side. Communicating with them was easy and can be done at almost any time of the day. Or the person who said Hall Financial made the process so easy. Words cannot describe this company's knowledge and attention to detail with home loans. Oh, there's a guy that clicked the link on the Drew and Mike Show website, filled out the online form, bang, and Hall Financial called him back within a minute. And that was on a Saturday.
A minute?
They like our tips.
Wow.
We had six week before last. Doing pretty well over there. So if you want to contact Hall Financial, you can also go to drewandmike.hallfg.com or you can call 248-308-5000. You won't be disappointed. NMLS number 1467435. Thomas A. Mazzaway went to Churchill Downs on his way to Alabama, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so there was I have to admit, it seemed like there was a lot of energy being expended to find out how far he drove out of the way on his vacation to take the picture of the Barbaro statue at Churchill Downs.
These things are important.
That's why he went there? Because there's nothing happening there, is there, this time of year? Or?
That's how I look at it, Trudy. Yeah.
It's just a statue.
You couldn't look at that in a book?
You are one pathetic loser.
I kind of forgot that Churchill Downs would be a destination, too. And did he go to the Churchill Downs Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I think it's part of a museum of some sort, which I'm sure the kids are just pumped about.
Hey, did he do that so he could write this trip off?
Oh, that's an interesting
question. Something to talk about?
See, well, no, I don't think so. No,
did he take his Zot Ford car? Put miles on that? I don't know.
No, I think he wanted to go. He wanted to go see the statue. Well, he took a picture with it.
I just went on vacation in general. I mean, it has been, what, 2 weeks since he got out of town?
Has it?
He went to Chicago.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Remember where that murder didn't bother him whatsoever?
Oh, my God.
I love that. I agree with him.
Walk around the crime tape. Yeah. No, that line got a lot of attention. That was very funny.
I agree with him.
No, I have to hand it to Maz. He's been getting, by the way, ever since he got pounded on the boner line, which is 209-66 boner, ever since that pounding he took, there have been a lot of people checking and saying that they love Maz Day and that they love the last show or the show before that. By the way, what's on the boner line today, Brandon? Did you get into it at all?
No, I did. There's far too many to get through. I'm trying.
Okay. You were producing No Filter Sports this morning with Eli, Denny, and Bob Page, and I'm sure they're talking about the Final Four.
Absolutely. They touch on everything. They'll hit everything in Detroit sports. So you'll hear an update on the Wings and the Tigers and all everything.
Okay. Was it a good show today?
Oh, yeah. Some great stories about drinking with Mickey Mantle.
What?
Really?
What?
Really? Oh, yeah. Wait. Who was drinking with him? Bob Page?
I think it was Denny and Eli.
Wow.
No, come on.
Mickey's not much of a drinker. I'm surprised.
Number liver.
Probably the number
two
one.
Original,
the original liver?
And Denny shit all over Joe DiMaggio today.
What? It was probably because
he's not the first to shit on Joe DiMaggio by any stretch of the imagination.
About his pubes?
A lot of fun.
Straight pubes.
There was that. I doubt his pubes came up.
No, they did not.
Has he ever seen the photo? Will you bring that up to him next time?
I will. But Joe DiMaggio.
What's wrong with Joe DiMaggio?
Well, for one thing, I think he was a little obsessive over his women.
Well, incredible.
He beat up Marilyn Monroe. Were they married a year?
Yeah.
A couple years? But he was obsessed with her. He sent flowers to her graves every week. From 62 to like 2000.
Yeah. What does that have to do with his baseball career?
What?
Oh, I don't think. Well, Denny never played against Joe DiMaggio, but I think he ran into him at events.
Yeah.
And I just think he was, you know, he insisted on being announced as the greatest living hitter or the greatest living Yankee. I mean, he was really quite into being Joe DiMaggio. He wouldn't sign autographs for decades.
And
until,
that's kind of one of the things here.
Oh, yeah. Denny know a little bit about that.
Including sometimes children, sometimes disabled children.
Oh, what a dick.
He tells a good story about a golf event that they were at.
Oh, tease. Good tease.
I like that. Nice, Brandon. Check out No Filter Sports with Eli, Denny, and
Bob.
Didn't
DiMaggio also try to beat people up on the set of the Maryland scene from Some Like It Hot where her dress flew up? And he was like, hey, wait a minute. Mine.
He went ape shit over the sewer grate, which is like the most famous Marilyn Monroe moment possibly ever, other than the whatever they stuck in her ass when she died. That would be the second. Or maybe JFK sticking it in her.
Wait, what?
RFK sticking in her.
Wait, what? What?
She was killed by a suppository.
The top 10.
Some people allege.
Oh, that's how she was murdered?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So, but it's up there. The skirt flying up is definitely way close to the top.
Yeah. I mean, if someone's going to kill you, that's not the worst way to go, is it?
Oh, something up your butt?
Well, I mean.
And you go to sleep?
Not necessarily the butt part. I just meant being overdosed.
Yeah.
I guess by a suppository, I don't know. Getting your system
Does
faster.
Does it go in the butt?
I never thought about suppositories until I had an infant, and then it's kind of sometimes you have to do that.
Oh, man. That's...
It wasn't something I never really wanted to think about either. I for some reason, for a long time, probably until I was like 25, I didn't even believe that. I don't even think I knew such a thing existed.
Funny
how naive you are when you don't want to know things.
When Annie had a fever, we had to give her, you know, a Tylenol suppositor.
Ooh, into that. Tiny little butt, too.
Which was hilarious because she kept pushing it out.
Yeah. We have actual
audio. I don't blame her.
We have actual audio.
That's an animal.
Get your freaking finger out of my asshole.
The finger wasn't in there, but I'm like, good, at least she doesn't want anything to go in.
That's a great parenting
moment.
Poor girl. She needs a Biden kiss when I get home.
Yeah.
Hey, because you're. You love David Bowie. And I love David Bowie.
I
was
sure
really
do.
Excited about this. That they're going to re-release Diamond Dogs, which will be a good reason for me to buy it because I bought it the first time around. But
why are they re-releasing it?
Yeah, what's the occasion?
It's the 45 years since its original release date.
45.
On May 24th. So it's
maybe Iman or Duncan Bowie
needs money.
Zoe Bowie needs some cash. Yeah!
It's funny, I'm looking at this here.
I keep saying, there's songs that keep coming up where I go, you can't be a rock station and not play this song, and this is one of them, damn it. Rebel Rebel rocks!
It's interesting. They're re-releasing it, even though they just remastered it 3 years ago.
Just in case you missed the remaster.
It's starting to sound like Scientology textbooks.
No, it's in red vinyl. Red vinyl.
And the line, of course, the crowd always goes nuts over. Hot Tramp, I Love You So.
Remember dancing to this with my girlfriends? And just
like, really?
Hot.
Cool.
Dumb.
A rock and roll!
Here it comes.
I'm a rebel.
Oh, man, love Bowie. So many songs.
Well, I thought of two immediately that should definitely be added, and that's Golden Years, which is a great song.
Yeah, Golden Years. I mean, to me, it's a great song, but it's not even in probably the top 10 Bowie songs
true,
for me.
True, true. And then Starman. Both Starman, of them were featured in movies, and it was
a great song. Really like Ziggy Stardust, almost the whole album, 5 years.
Gene Genie.
Moon Age Daydream, Gene Genie. Mm. Suffragette City, Rock and Roll Suicide. How about Life on Mars? I know it's a slower song, but...
None of them sound dated either, but...
I don't think so.
Arguing
No,
too.
I think that's... A lot of times for me, that's like, I'll take a song from 1968 if it has a contemporary sound to it over a song from 1995. It's a shit song. Who cares? By the way, there was a tweet this morning. Can somebody, Brandon, can you look this up? The Steve Perry, Neil Sean thing. Neil Sean tweeted, it's a picture of him and Steve Perry. And it says, it happened. We had coffee this morning and we're talking about
Steve Perry
doing something or going in the studio. I don't know what he said exactly.
A three-way with Michaela.
And I... You know, at first glance, it's like, well, Journey, they're playing giant arenas already. But Steve Perry.
That would be big.
It would be huge.
It's also April Fool's Day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I feel really dumb.
Wait, was that author playing an April Fool's on us with the phone?
Oh, I messaged that back to him. I was like, maybe it's a Great Michigan April Fool's communications joke.
Neil Sean in. Steve
okay,
Perry
it's got to be April.
April.
Is it April Fool's?
Day?
Is it April Fool's?
Who gives a fuck?
I know that's true. I'm pissed at myself.
Did you see Tom Brady's April Fool's?
Okay, you're right. It says Neil Sean Music. So Neil Sean tweeted, "Okay, it happened. We had coffee. We're heading to the studio this coming week." The picture is from 1938,
yeah.
And then he responded to it 2 hours later that said, "It's April 1st, everybody."
We reply to that and tell him to fuck off.
Wait, I thought we weren't allowed to use April Fool's jokes on anyone anymore.
Why did you?
You're implying to him, fuck off.
April Fool's that Steve Perry's dead, so we could be feel. Well, I guess people wouldn't care.
Did you see the April Fool's joke from? I think it was like Sterling Heights, which that they were dismantling the butthole, the golden butthole.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
that's not funny.
I'm a fan of the golden butthole, by the way, or the Aurum. I'm sorry.
No, the halo.
Halo.
Well, the halo. That's right. The halo.
Well, somebody, my producer handed it to me. And he goes, "Look, they're taking it apart," and I'm like. No, they are not. That's them building it. And he goes, yeah, they are. It says here in a tweet that they were dismantling. I was like, no, it's April Fool's joke.
Look at how much publicity Sterling Heights has gotten off that
I know.
Golden butthole.
So Tom Brady tweeted out that he was retiring today, which no one believed.
Tom, you know, he's just uncool enough
hey,
to think
one.
An April Fool's joke is a good
one. No, you're right. You're right. It seemed appropriate because of him. And then Dr. Phil pretended to shave off his mustache.
Oh, my God. Corny.
Very slowly. Did you see Microsoft, though, told their employees,
Diddums.
No pranks.
Ooh.
I don't know if they're going to fire you if you didn't do any pranks. But what else is funny is these people were tweeting out, like, here's a tweet. And I hate April Fool's Day. I think it's really stupid. But don't you like this person who wants to lay down the law? As April Fool's Day comes closer, here's a small list of the many things not to joke or prank about. Fake pregnancy. Fake coming out, LGBT. Cheating, rape, sexual assault, self-harm, mental health disorder, cancer, illness, STDs.
Anybody that would do that is too dumb to read your list.
Exactly.
So just, you can't, this is my
problem. You're not in charge of anything anyway.
This idea that we're somehow perfecting people, that everyone knows all the rules. We've made rules now. Everyone knows them. They're all politically correct. And everyone has to be, I mean, we would all be robots, first of all. So it'd be pretty dreadful if, you know, if Joe Biden didn't inhale someone's hair once in a while, wouldn't it?
Another person had a list and wrote, pranks are great, but anything that dehumanizes or traumatizes isn't. And I got to disagree.
Oh, thank you.
Pranks are not great. They're all kind of stupid. They're stupid.
Generally speaking, yeah. People get a lot of laughs out of them, but it's not
cool.
It's
Ollie G, yeah.
You know, since I just brought up Joe Biden, I have to ask you guys, have you guys seen the whole Omari Hardwick outrage over his kiss of Beyonce, of the precious Beyonce? Is she upset? Has she said a word?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, why is it everyone's job to decide who is upset or who should be upset? Because that's like, honestly, I believe that was on Morning News today, which brings an altogether.
Wait, it was on Morning News?
I think it was that there was outrage or people felt this guy, you know, took liberties by kissing her.
Oh, God.
In an unwanted way, unwelcome way.
You should have done a Biden kiss.
I think all the stories, though.
If you Google his name, I guarantee that's all you'll see is his unwanted kiss.
Oh,
yeah, no, absolutely. And it's, you know, publications. Fox News picked up on it, page 6. But this is one of the things where they took Twitter outrage and they created a story out of it.
That's not news. Twitter is crazy.
Because Twitter
is not news.
Because there was a tweet that said, we don't like that you did this, and it got 5,000 retweets. They said, oh, my God, this is a story.
5,000 people out of 380 million. 5,000 people who, by the way, are probably wrong. She hasn't said a word.
If she's
doesn't
it
matter
it,
if she's if she doesn't say anything? Does that mean it's a news story?
No, it's not.
So what the fuck? Honest to God.
So yeah, the original poster of the tweet, she put, "Hey, the second kiss was unnecessary and uncomfortable. Don't do that again. We women so often get touched, kissed, groped, poked."
There it is. There it is again.
We don't like it.
Are women getting touched, kissed, probed? Or do we decide that they are? Is that really, I mean, do you really feel like, oh my God, I'm unsafe?
No. I mean, no. Well, my normal circumstances.
I mean, would you prefer that no one ever touch you without your permission? Would you like to have a permission, parent permission slip or something?
No, I think that's kind of weird, too.
I know that is weird.
I mean, I don't want to be touched.
I don't want somebody to lose their mind, though, and think that, you know, I want to be touched.
Touched, yeah.
Well, there are those people who, by the way, will never be corrected. Those people can't be corrected.
Know the room.
No. There's a lot of people that don't know the room. They'll never know.
He can actually kiss you in his butthole.
So this tweet, which she wraps up, it's time to no
longer.
That
guy does not know the room.
Line. So she ended up getting a bunch of retweets, you know, and all these publications picked up. They made a news story out of it because of her tweet. And then she follows it up with, I'm glad that my tweet was able to start a conversation on something so important.
No, I don't want a fucking conversation about that. Fuck you. I want to start a conversation about you and what. How dare you take the liberty of getting upset on behalf of someone who hasn't said a fucking word? Let's start that conversation. I can brag about, oh, I'm so glad we started a conversation about this.
It's very
too many fucking conversations.
It's very akin to Clooney.
Right there.
Clooney wanting to have everybody ban the Beverly Hills Hotel, which it does nothing. It means nothing.
Conversation.
Yeah, it's just
George Clooney.
Look at me.
You've been reading about all that. You've been seeing that.
Look how woke I am.
But Elton John jumped on that bandwagon too, so he's got some celebrity back power.
Elton John jumped on what? The Beverly Hills Hotel one?
Yep.
He's so woke.
Can we start giving out over woke awards to go along with the woke awards? Aren't there too many woke? Aren't people just over woke?
Over woke, yeah. Too many people are awoke.
You know, I used to think that.
I liked it better when we were all asleep.
Yeah.
Me too. I used to think that that was a thing that originated because prep sheets were such a huge driver of morning radio and TV. And so that's how those things ended up being the subject of the day, because everybody was talking about it because everybody got the same.
It'd be like National Hot Dog Day or.
Right.
Well, now Twitter's just taking that over.
Yes. And now that's sort of.
But Twitter is always
so
upset.
These things. Yeah, I know they are.
And honestly, you know,
Twitter is always upset.
Let's just say this guy, Omari, I don't even know. What is he? He's an actor, I guess.
Best thing that's ever happened to him. Maybe he told some people, oh, man, you see what I did to Beyonce? She's really pissed.
Well, this guy, you know, to me now, he's the guy that unwelcomely kisses famous people who shouldn't be kissing. But that's all he is to me.
It's very similar to Biden. I mean, yeah, it's weird. He probably shouldn't have done the double kiss, but she's not. Although she doesn't have a problem with it. Biden's girl does.
President, so it's a little different. I mean, this guy's a guy who kissed Beyonce at some fucking event.
Yeah.
On the mouth?
No, it was near her mouth. That's what bothered people. It was so close to her mouth. The second kiss. Hey, the first kiss might have been okay, but the second kiss was
too much. That spot's for Jay-Z's dick. Don't put your mouth there. Only Jay-Z's dick goes there. As if she's blown Jay-Z in years.
I know.
That's not happening.
They have someone to do that for each
yeah,
other.
You're right. They do. bring in the cocksucker, please. Here's some more outrage. You know the movie Us, which has been a big hit, the Jordan Peele movie, which I'm dying to see.
Yeah, I want to see
Us, what's it about?
It's about the family goes on vacation, and then it's a horror film.
Okay, Jordan, like, what's the last one he did?
Get Out.
Yeah. Okay.
Get Out. It's been a huge hit. People love it. But Lupita Nyong'o, the main female character in there.
I guess she...
Get out!
She uses a voice like this.
In the movie.
Yeah.
And she said her inspiration for it was that she was kind of modeling it after a real medical condition.
So, oh, and now the people who have that medical condition are mad.
Really pissed at her for saying that.
Oh, my God.
It's called spasmodic, and this thing is cut off, but spasmodic something causes the voice box to spasm. And she said, I studied that. I worked with an ear, nose, and throat doctor, vocal therapist, my own voice coach to make sure I could do it safely because I had two roles to play in the movie. Boy, did that piss people off. I so appreciate my condition being used to inspiration for your evil character. Not! That was the
tweet. Using a not joke, that dismisses that right there.
She is mimicking a neurological disease that destroys my life and thousands of others. Okay. It sucks, I'm sure, but that she wasn't making fun of your condition.
That means people with that condition are evil.
All people, yes, with that condition are evil. You're right. It's going to be this just bland society where no one says anything controversial. No one can
portray
anything controversial or even something that's not necessarily controversial.
But what is she doing? No,
Patty Duke wasn't really blind in The Miracle Worker. Is that less than a good movie?
As Helen Keller?
That's black and white, yeah.
I don't know. She modeled it after Helen Keller, though.
They should have used a blind actress.
Yeah, and deaf and mute.
Okay, let's talk about Alex Jones because I'm very interested in this and having just read all about this parent from Newtown who has just had the shit beat out of him since 2012 because his child is one of the crisis actors and he is one of the fake parents and these people just won't stop. And I'm wondering, you know, after seeing, for example, the guy who was doing the swatting and he got 20 years because he was trying to swat a gamer. There was a gaming battle, gaming beef.
Cool.
And so this gamer who knew he was a good swatter said, can you swat my gaming friend? He's really mean. And so he swatted him and he had the wrong address. And the guy came out and he's like, huh, what's going on? And they thought he reached for his pocket, I guess.
Oh, and
they shot him and killed him. So this swatter, who was helping a gamer, he got 20 years.
Awesome.
And I'm looking at him in court going, why is this guy? He looks like a normal. I don't know, how old is he? Do you know how old that guy was?
Oh, he was in his early 20s,
right? He's a young guy. Look at him going, he looks like a normal guy. What is he doing? What is wrong with people? Why would swatting become a thing? It's so not funny. It's so insane.
That was all over $1.50, by the way.
Jesus Christ.
Yep. $1.50, so he swats the guy, gets the wrong guy. It ends up going to that dude's previous address. So this guy that got shot had no idea anything. He wasn't even a gamer. He just opened the door. Boom. Dead.
Oh, my God.
But how can swatting become a thing?
Because they can. I know. Because they can.
Oh, I know. And in reading more about it, I found out that, these people that do it think they're so brilliant because they can't be detected. They can't trace them because they're so good. They're these brilliant tech heads. Well, this guy wasn't so smart, apparently, because he got caught.
Can't they use their powers for good, then? Can't they, I mean...
Can't he just get better at video games?
Do R. Kelly's house or something?
Get good.
But Alex gave his his depositions become public now.
Is he okay now? He's all right.
Alex
now.
Jones?
Yeah, I see.
Well, he had psychosis. That's why he didn't believe Sandy Hook was real.
Oh. Really? So he really didn't believe that. Really didn't.
Yeah, but then after his deposition, he went back and started talking about the conspiracy theory again. So I guess his psychosis still exists. As a matter of fact,
I'm not a crazy man.
You know,
well, he's using truth as the fact that he didn't. He was not saying something that he knew to be false. So that's his. He's trying to say he had psychosis.
Yeah.
That's okay. That makes
almost
sense.
Like a form of psychosis back in the past where I basically thought everything was staged, even though I'm now learning a lot of times things aren't. He blamed his mental state on the media, the trauma of the media and the corporations lying so much that everything begins. You just don't trust anything anymore. Kind of like a child whose parents lie to them over and over. Well, pretty
okay,
soon,
can you give us the example of the
thing? What's he talking about?
What is the big thing that everyone lied about that started him down this path? Because
Waco?
I don't know what he's... Waco.
Waco was really a big thing for him, yeah.
Well, okay, that's one thing.
True, he's
and it's
straining
not true.
To do some explaining.
Well, I don't know why I'm arguing with him. I mean, we know he's full of shit.
Not only that, give me a break.
So, you know, last week, a Sandy Hook parent killed themselves, right?
Yeah.
He was on InfoWars right after that talking about, is this true? Is this really true or not? Did this really happen?
Oh,
he's
please.
Doubting
you know,
the suicide.
What a fucking asshole.
Because he thinks, where's this at? He thinks, let's see, Monday, question of circumstances surrounding the death of Jeremy Reichman, one of the Sandy Hook parents who had sued him for defamation. And this is what he said. He said, I mean, how do I get a fair trial with stuff like this? Nice making it all about yourself, Alex. I've never said this guy's name, never said his name until now, and obviously first, it's, I don't know, he's got gunshot wounds or whatever. Now it's, well, an apparent suicide. I mean, is there going to be a police investigation? Are they going to look at surveillance cameras? I mean, what happened to this guy? This whole Sandy Hook thing,
you know, everything
is like
doesn't
really
have to be
getting
explained.
Crazier.
Everything does not have to be explained to a T to him. Because he's so paranoid.
Well, he's acting like
to protect
like
him
all...
from his psychosis, you have to, though.
He's acting like this guy was murdered to hurt the case against Alex Jones, which makes zero sense in any realm.
But I go back to my point. The police don't have to explain everything to him. There are people who do investigative work. If somebody makes up 20 people getting killed in a mass shooting, then there are a lot of people who will ask questions. We don't need him from a million miles away. He doesn't have the resources to do this. He's just sitting behind a microphone talking to a bunch of lunatics.
Out his ass.
Who send, yeah, talking out his ass. People send him shit. And, you know, there's the internet, which we all know is not a valuable resource when it comes to deep information. Someone has to do the homework. And people on the internet don't always do that. So... How dare he question this? Okay, you know what? If it's wrong, I would imagine the guy's surviving family will probably fight it. It's not his job to question anything related to Newtown.
Yeah. Although now he believes that it was real. And
oh,
that
he does. Oh, that's so. Wait, he's really giving up.
But
a
there's
lot
also
there.
Apparently a massive cover up because people high up in the CIA and retired FBI agents told him that there's a cover up. Which, what are they, the government killed kids so they could take
oh,
guns
so
away,
take
which didn't happen,
yeah, which
didn't happen anyway.
Which no one is even talking about, no. By the way.
He's got to say that because he has to say that he's experiencing psychosis to cover his ass on the one end, on the legal front, but he wants to keep the
audience yeah.
happy.
But how does anybody believe that conspiracy theory when nothing changed
I
after
I don't know,
it?
Why are all these agents,
work.
Why are all these agents talking to him? I mean, that
They're
to
not.
Me is of interest.
They're
well,
not.
I think he needs to prove that. I think he should tell us what agents he's talking to and why are they talking to him?
I don't know. Well, the president really? Talked to him, so. The president
well,
was on
but
show.
That's on tape. We know that.
No, I know. If everything's a conspiracy theory, then nothing's a conspiracy theory in his world.
Well, but he's responsible for whatever...
Nothing. Does anything ever happen?
He's responsible for what he says, whether he likes that or not, or he wants to believe anything, or he doesn't want to believe anything. He bears some responsibility. And you can speculate, and you can do all you want, but I think he certainly has pushed this one, a mass shooting of 6-year-olds who are all dead, whose parents are suffering.
It's disgusting.
You know, he has an audience that's extremely active. I'm sure he knows his audience.
His kids himself.
By the way, he has suggested, I've read a lot about this, he has suggested to his audience that they don't know who they're dealing with. You know, in other words, knowing that my people will make their life difficult if they continue down this path of claiming there's dead kids.
And they did.
Yeah, they did. And they're still doing it. But what I didn't know was that all parents, all families that are victims of mass shootings, whether it's their son, their daughter, their father, whoever, they all suffer because they all become connected to them. They all frequently will become involved in an effort to reform gun laws. And then, whammo!
You people are cancer!
And the most disappointing part, I'm sorry, to me was reading this guy talking about how the platforms offered him no help whatsoever.
They've turned around, though. I mean, Alex has been kicked off of everything.
But how does he persist, then? How is he?
Because he sells vitamins, and he sells all those
Yeah, and that's what all of this is in the name of, to sell fake
vitamins.
I know. Why do people buy the fake shit?
They're real vitamins. They just don't do anything.
Who are these people? I mean, not only do they like listening to his ridiculous theories about fake mass shootings in America, but they buy his shit?
Well,
I mean, honest to God,
there's got to be someone in our audience that's bought stuff from his store.
Immune Support Blend 100% organic coffee.
Don't forget Survival Shields back in stock, 55% off.
Why isn't this stuff available somewhere else? If it's so good,
because the government doesn't want it to be, Drew.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Deep state. Yeah. Wake up. We get woke. Get woke, Drew.
Guys, I got some silver bullet colloidal.
Oh, colloidal silver. Yeah.
Wait, that'll turn you blue if you take enough, like that blue guy with that guy in the Smurf. Remember that guy? Yes. It was all blue.
Yeah.
You can't turn back.
And honestly,
you're blue for good.
I think that guy loves being blue, by the way. You've seen him in interviews,
right?
He gets
a lot of attention.
I think he gets off on being blue.
I think he enjoys the attention, too.
How about some Brain Force Plus?
Oh, what does Brain Force Plus do?
Oh, it's a dietary supplement, 36 capsules.
What is it? What is in it?
Brian, I like you got the voice down pretty good.
It's going to make you fly.
Like, what's in it, though?
It's the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus, because there's a war on your mind.
Oh, fuck off.
See, he's never going to answer what's in it.
Hey, the top scientists and researchers agree we're being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply. They're making us fat, sick, and stupid.
That's the answer to
what's in it. It's time to fight back with Brain Force Plus from InfoWars and InfoWars Life.
What's that thing he always talks about, the drugs with kids?
Fluoride?
Psychosis. I don't know. He brought that up with Sandy Hook again, that Adam Lanza. That's why he did it. It's not because he's fucking nuts.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, it's interesting that he knows so much.
Spewing it, yeah.
But that's why you need Brain Force Plus. It's got back of boba herb extract. It's got alpha, GPC.
That's nothing.
Yeah, and the yerba mate leaf powder. I'm talking some phosphates.
His scientist does not even have a degree.
Wait, he's got a
scientist. Remember he said his guy's a PhD, the guy that makes it.
The blonde guy?
He doesn't even have a degree.
He's got a poll on his website. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Cool.
What's the biggest threat to Western civilization?
What is it?
What's the
answer? Here's your choices. Deep state coup. Trans agenda sexualizing children.
Huh.
All the trans people out there, all 700,000 of them.
War?
Big tech censorship.
Ooh.
Here's my favorite. World War III.
How's that affecting us now?
It's not a thing. Mass illegal immigration or EMP, unsecured electrical grid. Well, that's a legitimate concern.
Choice. AMP.
Yeah. All right, I'm voting for that.
Okay.
Am I going to get a bunch of emails? Oh, guess what's winning? What
mass illegal immigration.
Of
that's
course,
why.
By far.
Immigration?
Mass illegal immigration.
Really?
Mm-hmm. 44%.
I liked another choice for his audience.
Deep state coup?
Yeah, deep state coup. That was my favorite for his audience.
Yeah.
World
keeps
War
the show 3, going longer.
5%.
Yes.
I want to mention Scott Kunith, who provides you sponsorship of the best of Drew and Mike.
Great Scott!
And Scott is a realtor with Coldwell Banker, Weir Manuel. He's their rising star, as selected at a recent banquet. In fact, they played his jingle from Matt Farley. You can call Scott if you would like some help in finding what your home is worth, or if you want help in finding a new one. Call or text Scott Kunith at 248-797-7746, 248-797-7746, or email him at skunith at CBWM, and that's S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H. His pledge to you, call you back in a timely manner. If you'd rather text, he's fine with that. He'll keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll get it. His word is his guarantee. Realtor Scott Kunith, 248-797-77.
I got to give Alex Jones this, man. He really knows how to sell something, because on his store it says, save the First Amendment. Stop big tech censorship special, 50% off all InfoWars life, double Patriot points. I mean, he's using all the big words.
Wow.
So if you want to save the First Amendment, Drew, you got to buy some vitamins, because that's how it works.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. You need the all-new Ultimate Bone Broth formula. Helps support healthy muscles, supports healthy digestion. It's just pretty good.
It's bone broth. It's water for my penis.
Why doesn't he just take donations and say, you know, why don't you just give me, instead of me sending you this fake shit, why don't you just put up a donation?
Drew, it's not fake. It's got chicken bone broth. It's got multi-collagen complex blend and a tamarack root. It's got chaga mushroom and bee pollen. Don't forget about goji berry powder and alfalfa herb powder. This shit's got stevia leaf extract, too.
Like he knows what any of that is.
Wait, it does not seem like he would like stevia. Wouldn't he want sugar?
You need that goji.
Your sugar.
Yeah, you don't want something made in a lab.
The ultimate bone broth.
Bone broth. Gross. He marinates his, he sets his dick in some water.
Is there a,
just a swirl. It.
I wish he did do that.
Is there a report on the Smollett, dueling protests?
Oh, let's see.
Because CNN kept teasing it, and I stayed on CNN for the longest time, and they never got the fucking story. I'm like, you can't get away with that. Nowadays, I should have turned you off 40 minutes ago. I wonder when Empire gets canceled or renewed. I would really assume it's getting canceled.
Mm-hmm. Why would they keep it?
There's no audience left.
No.
People at some point, points in this, are shoving
turn
each
up
other.
A little bit.
People have gotten into each other's faces, so it's been a little chaotic at certain times. We are outside 69 West Washington,
69.
The Cook County office building, and this is where the Fraternal Order of Police is leading a protest. And then across the street at Daley Plaza, we have another protest. Those groups are protesting the FOP.
What's the T-shirt? The guy behind.
I don't know.
The T-shirt of Smollett?
Let Fox go. Let Fox go. Let Fox go.
People are shouting, waving signs that say Kim Fox must go. Other signs say support the blue.
R. Kelly wants a Smollett deal.
No, they're worried it's going to hurt him.
Jussie Smollett, who was charged with staging an attack on himself.
That's a lot of people
Fox
there.
Suggested the evidence may not have been as strong as first suggested, that Smollett forfeited $10,000 he paid to post bond.
No, he should have had to apologize. You got to be kidding me. It was not a deal. They said it wasn't a deal. They just dropped the charges.
In January, two men yelled racist, homophobic slurs at him and put a rope.
Okay, yeah, we know that part of the story,
God.
Lady. Cut it
just
out.
Give us some good video. Oh, wait. Stop that. Pause that right there. Go back. Is that the counter protest, the one Jackson set up?
Hashtag FOP the rape, the racist?
What is that? I don't know. Oh, Fraternal Order of Police.
Is racist. Okay.
There's like 12 people there.
There's like five. So the counter protest, not nearly the amount of people.
Oh, where's the Reverend Jackson?
And their signs say Stop Trump.
Oh. So really, it isn't about Jussie. It's about...
Is it ever true?
What a joke. Well, he made it about Trump. He tried to make it about Trump.
Yeah.
It's funny, too, when Trump spoke out and said that the decision was crazy or it was horrible, Smollett couldn't say anything.
That's right.
That must be killing him because he hates Trump.
Oh, he will. He'll say something eventually.
I haven't heard boo out of him.
Boo. Why didn't he show up at the Image Awards, you pussy?
I was surprised he didn't.
Honestly,
I think he wanted to go. I think they talked him out of it because he flew out there and said he was going.
Sorry, I was speeding through Inside Edition to see if they had a story on it.
Oh,
this was their number two story.
Okay.
Pot it up, Brandon.
This is so stupid. Life.
That's after the Uber murder.
Great safety tips. There are also safety apps you can download onto your phone that will let you discreetly
phone
authorities
next.
For help if you need to. Beyoncé was the guest of honor at the NAACP Awards over the weekend.
And
when
look
one
upset.
Of her fellow nominees greeted her with a kiss, many thought, did he cross the line? Beyonce's fans are furious over her what fans. Took place during
They're
a commercial
furious?
Break at the NAACP.
That's where Jay-Z's dick goes.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, the biggest stars inside the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, were holding court when actor Omari Hardwick came up to them. After posing for a photo with Jay-Z, he gave Beyonce a quick kiss on the cheek. But then there was this second kiss, much closer to her lips.
Trudy.
So how did Queen V feel about it? You be the judge. Second kiss was unnecessary and uncomfortable. We women so often get touched, kissed, groped. We don't
like
it. Like
she gives a fuck to me.
The star of TV's Power, who won Outstanding Actor at the award show, also has plenty of defenders. It was an awkward moment and nothing more, says this tweet. Questions about inappropriate behavior are also considered in the race for the White House today.
All of a sudden, I feel hands on my shoulders, and I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, the Vice President of the United States is touching me right now.
Are you okay?
I spoke with Lucy Flores, who accuses former Vice President Joe Biden of making her feel uncomfortable at a campaign event 5 years ago.
It seemed innocuous enough, but then he got in close to my body, and then he leans in and he like smells my hair, and then he like plants this kiss.
He didn't want to do anything with you. Get over it.
At the time, Flores was running for lieutenant governor of Nevada. Desperate Housewives actress Eva Longoria was on hand to help her campaign.
Did you talk to her about what happened that day? I didn't talk to anyone except for my senior staff.
Biden is known for his touchy-feely style, which has raised eyebrows in the past. In 2015, he put his hands on the shoulders of Stephanie Carter, the wife of then-Defense Secretary Ash Carter, and whispered in her ear. Stephanie Carter is now coming to Biden's defense.
Well, you can't whisper in someone's ear.
The Joe Biden
ear? I mean,
in my picture is a close friend.
I wouldn't do that, but...
someone get through a big day, for which I will always be grateful.
She
People
dug
have
it?
Said, well, he didn't mean it. He was just being a nice old grandpa type of figure, etc. That is irrelevant when in the in a professional context of that nature, when the person on the receiving end
you there?
Feels that it was unwanted.
Biden himself
why,
isn't,
why didn't she talk to him, by the way, instead of going
statement.
On TV 5 years later?
Countless handshakes, hugs, expressions of affection, support, and comfort. And not once, never did I believe I acted inappropriately. If it is suggested I did so, I will listen respectfully, but it was never my intention.
Lizzie Flores denies speculation that she has come forward to help presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, whom she endorsed in 2016.
Wait till he huffs her.
One of the most anticipated guests at the NAACP Awards was supposed to be embattled Empire actor Jussie Smollett.
They've done the Chris Rock video,
but he was a no-show, and maybe that was a good idea, because Smollett ended
that's all it is.
Being something...
Oh, boy. Wow. He never runs out of that look, does he?
Smollett?
No.
Oh, he thinks he's so hot.
That punchable face of his.
I'm still the gay Tupac.
And you know what makes me the maddest? Is his fucking bodyguards. You don't need bodyguards! We need bodyguards from you!
I'm the gay Mike Tyson.
Oh, here's... they did do some of the dueling protest. I'm sorry. Let me go back. Who's that dude?
Mm-hmm. Why does Chris Rock look so different?
But actress Yari Shahidi from Black.
Never heard of her.
Delivered
there you go, Drew.
Message.
I stand with Jussie.
Smollett was nominated for a supporting actor award, but lost out to Grey's Anatomy's Jesse Williams.
Why do you stand
Smollett
with him?
It was a no-show at Saturday's ceremony.
He wouldn't spit
Chicago,
on you.
The police union took to the streets to
tell you that. That's a lot of people.
Prosecutor Kim Fox, whose office dropped all charges against Smollett.
Abolish the Ku Klux Klan? What was that sign there for? Wait, who's the neighbor from hell? I'm that's a great tease.
Boy, I know you've been sucked in by Inside Edition, best news story news show.
Just turn the show off and watch Inside Edition. They got a much better thing going today.
They really do.
Oh, no, it says abolish the Blue Klux Klan. The police.
Oh, the Blue Klux Klan, really?
Clever.
She's black. Kim Fox is black.
Yeah, they're mad at the police. Kim Fox.
The police chief's black. The police force
doesn't
is like
matter.
70% black.
You're You're splitting hairs.
Residents at this Santa Monica apartment just steps
Let's
from the beach should be enjoying a slice of paradise. Whoa. Instead, they're being terrorized by their neighbor.
You're a war criminal!
Mark Yaskowitz has allegedly been shouting obscenities and threats day and night.
I'm ready to
Tear your pedophile head off!
How is many a pedophile? Do you believe that this is the neighbor from hell?
Oh, I've never been around this kind of person before in my life.
Kathy Tompkins says he's threatened to kill her multiple times.
Why? What'd
he
she do?
Threatened to kill you, Kathy.
Yes.
Betty Oliver shares a vault with Yaskaweek.
Gonna kill you. Gonna rape you. He bangs on the wall.
In this video, he spits on a neighbor.
Oh, what a dick.
An eviction notice was filed in November, but
asshole spits.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
The orders from the woman, by the way.
Why can you just yell at anyone anytime and it's always like, well, until he does something?
Free speech.
It's always it. Yeah, but these people didn't do anything. They're just neighbors trying to live there. I don't understand. Why is it hard to get rid of this guy? It seems to me when you got five videos of this guy saying ridiculous shit, calling people pedophiles.
You didn't hear his side of the story. You don't know what that old bird did.
Let's see the rest of it.
That old bird could have bothered him.
He shares a wall with Yaskaweek.
Gonna kill you. Gonna rape you.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
He's got good sunglasses.
He bangs on the wall.
In this video, he spits on a neighbor.
Oh, gross.
An eviction notice was filed in November, but neighbor...
That guy's standing on the stairwell above him. How does he not just jump down on top of him and choke him after he spits on him? That's amazing restraint.
He's pretty big and he's pretty crazy, too.
Per se, Yaskaweek refuses to leave. He never seems to leave the building. Look at the food deliveries piled up in the hallway.
Oh, my God.
Even the presence of police doesn't scare him.
Well, what's going on, sir? You're making a lot of noise. You're scaring people.
You want to call him?
Yeah, ring him up.
Lisa Guerrero tried to speak with him.
Sir, it's Lisa Guerrero with Inside Edition. I'd like to know why you're threatening your neighbors.
All of a sudden, he was camera shy. His neighbors wish he was always that quiet.
Pedophiles!
In other news today, tributes from some...
Turn this off.
Wow.
I'm getting intimidated by this show. Okay, what's
it's
his name?
Triggering.
Do we know what his name is?
Mark.
Mark, okay.
Cool name.
Okay. If
what percentage, Brandon, on the phone number?
68.
Pretty high.
Get him on the phone. You should yell it out.
Rings the bells when everybody screams and yells.
Yell hello.
The enchanted one, that's me. When everybody screams and yells.
Lovely song. Is that Carol King? No.
What?
She just dropped in my esteem suddenly.
One of her bad days.
You have reached the voicemail box of 3.
Oh, couldn't even wait.
Leave a message. Yeah, Mark, this is a radio show calling. We just saw you on Inside Edition. You were on TV, and all these people were complaining that you yell at them, but I don't know. I just wanted to get your side of the story, because they didn't really give your side of the story.
They must have done something.
Yeah, can you call us back at the 248 number, and we'd love to talk to you. Thanks. Good luck. I hope things settle down. See ya.
That's me.
Whoa. It's a slow day in the Brill Building that day.
One, two. Whoa, what'd you do?
I don't know.
Wow, so much screaming and yelling? Oh, you unplugged it.
Oh, I did.
You have reached a number that is no longer in service.
Oh, he just disconnected it. Wow, it's crazy. When everybody
screams and yells. No. Right, maybe he'll call back.
We need to call Lenny Dykstra because he's in a beef with Ron Darling. Ron Darling has written a book, and he seems to be dishing on everyone but himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's calling out Lenny Dykstra for yelling racist things at opposing pitchers. And there's some other pretty big doozies in there, too. But somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was. Was it Lenny? No, I don't think it was Lenny. Maybe it was another teammate or another baseball player said he seems to be leaving out the business about him chasing pussy on the road.
Oh.
Yeah, is he going to talk about that? So then Lenny tweeted out and invited the Nails Nation.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure how big the Nails Nation is, but that he wants them to attend Ron Darling's book signing and he had the address and the date.
Oh, boy.
And the time for that.
I guess he was yelling things at Oil Can Boy. Those were the racist things. Wouldn't a microphone have picked that up?
Well,
during the World Series? If Lenny Dykstra's really yelling racial slurs at
I would not think this would be the first time we'd hear about it. But you want to dial up Lenny?
Why does Ron Darling know?
We're having a great day on the phone today.
Definitely.
Worst day ever.
Possibly.
Ever.
What do we used to use? I don't remember what we used to use for Lenny.
Lenny.
Please see. Leave your message for.
What? Oh, man. Hey, Lenny. It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. We're calling. I heard you were asking the Nails Nation to show up at the Ron Darling book signing. And just wondered if there was anything he left out of the book. It seems like he's piling on you and some other people. I mean, a real Pearl Harbor job. But anyway, we'd love to talk to you. We haven't talked to you in a while anyway. So call us back at the 248 number, Lenny.
Talk a little baseball, too.
Yeah. See you, man.
You're a stiff, bro.
God, I love this song. You never hear this, ever.
You all say that was out.
Beautiful song.
What song is this?
It's called Lenny by Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Ah.
Dedicated to his wife, I guess.
He married a guy named Lenny?
Lenny Ray Vaughan.
I didn't know they had a marriage. And,
his last name is Ray Vaughan, right?
Lenny Ray Vaughan. That's pretty cool.
Lenny Ray Vaughan. No, Steamy Ray Vaughan.
Steamy Ray Vaughan.
Steamy Ray Vaughan rules.
Good.
A 1, 2, 3, bow. I got a fever, but it's under control. I said I got a fever, need to take it kind of slow. I got a fever, but it's under control.
Nice.
Was he inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Steamy?
Steamy Ray?
He will be soon.
Or Steamy Nicks? Wasn't there
Steamy
a...
Nicks, that's right. Ugh.
There was a lot of strange crime stories in the last few days, including the girl murdered by the guy she thought was her Uber driver. Yeah. And
messed up story. You saw how he kept her in the car?
Yeah, with the child locks.
Yeah.
That was at Five Points in Columbia. I've been there.
It could have been you.
I've been to Five Points. That's a real busy area in Columbia, the downtown big party area. Yeah. I'm just
there's video of her getting in the car too.
I know you get in a car with that guy. And well, by the way,
it was her Uber.
He dumps the car in the woods somewhere with blood and her cell phone in it, and also some bleach.
Oh boy,
kind of not the best plan.
Oops. Yeah.
And of course, some hunters found it. Boy, would we ever find any answer to anything without hunters?
Nope.
Or hikers.
Yeah,
or dogs
too.
Dogs always fine.
Then we have the 15-year-old who ran off with a 47-year-old dude in a 2003 Honda Civic. Is that the choice of car for people who are running off with underage girls, a 2003 Honda? Because wasn't toddler, toddler have an early, late model, like a 15-year-old Honda?
Well, I know he had the Jeep.
No, he had a Nissan, didn't he?
I think you're right, Trudy.
Wasn't it about 2003? Maybe it's the year they like. Maybe they like 2003s for some reason. Should look into people that own 2003 vehicles.
They're all creeps.
So, anyway, I'm reading the story about it, and everyone's obsessed because there's pictures of him with his ex-wife who has giant hair.
Yeah, big.
And all the comments are about, oh, my God, the ex-wife's hair! It was the serious issue, shallow thoughtest comment section I've ever seen.
See, Trudy, look at your hair.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, no one has any interest in the original story. It's all about the ex-wife's hair.
Jesus, it defies gravity.
It is really tall.
Holy crap.
And the girl.
He's a tiny little man, too. 5'8", 155.
Oh. The 15-year-old, she resembles the wife if her hair wasn't so high. There really is a resemblance. Did you see it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. The nose.
Wow. Maybe he just wanted somebody with normal hair.
They wanted his wife 30 years younger.
He could have had a conversation about it then. There you go, Trudy. Don't they look similar?
Yeah, they really do. Oh, my God.
Yeah. What a turd.
Yeah. 47.
And of course, you know, criminal mastermind. She's wearing colored lenses now. Got rid of her glasses.
And pretty brilliant.
Cut her
hair. Probably dye her hair.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll get away with it.
Why? Why is she attracted to him? Why? What do you see in this guy?
How do you explain it?
He probably
she's a manipulative adult man with half a brain. And she's an unfully formed child, unfully formed adult.
You're supposed to be like the rest of the people your age and think adults are creeps.
Yeah. I know.
Is he a teacher of hers? 15-year-old single. How do they know each other? That wasn't in the story.
I know. They didn't explain that. That was a lot of people were saying the same thing.
Oh,
and then
my God.
There's the 9-year-old that was hit and run by this guy who jumped a curb and drove his car into a house with a 9-year-old in his path, ran her over, hit the house, backed up, and drove away.
Oh, God.
And it turns out, you know, there's surveillance of it. It's this woman's car, and she said, oh, my God, I was at work, which she was. She loaned the car to her boyfriend, who is 30-something, and he's driving a million miles an hour, blows a stop sign, drives up a curb, hits a 9-year-old, drives away
wow.
with two other people in the car. And it sounds like she may make it. Incredibly, because this is a—I mean—they stopped the camera.
What were the two other people in the car doing?
One of them got out and ran away. By the way,
that's a good thought.
I know. Not one of those three people thought maybe I could assist the 9-year-old.
Because it's all about them at that point.
Did they ever find the guy? By the way, remember the guy that hit the guy in the bicycle on was it Gratiot or he was driving a Chrysler?
I remember
there was the guy that shot the 3-year-old, and then right after that, there was a guy that hit a 60-year-old man and killed him, and he was on his bicycle in the road and just drove away. I mean, this has got to be the hit-and-run capital of the world.
Yes, I know.
And I think the reason is, honestly, because insurance rates are so high. I don't think anyone in Detroit has insurance.
No.
He was arrested.
He was, okay.
So that's what it looks like here.
And
that was the one in Warren?
Yeah, I think it was in Warren.
24-year-old man's in custody a day after he was arrested as part of an ongoing investigation to a hit-and-run collision that took the life of Randy Menendez. Super Bowl Sunday.
Was he 60 years old? 60, 61, something like that?
I don't see his age on the story.
Oh, my God.
Was he riding a bicycle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it then.
Yeah, he was 60, yeah.
I just watched that
Jesus
video.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God, of a 9-year-old?
Isn't that incredible?
Holy shit.
The Charger that hit Randy Menendez was found covered with a tarp in the backyard of a home. So he was trying to hide it, clearly.
Oh, the guy, Columbia guy?
The Randy Menendez, the bicycle.
Oh, that guy.
One, yeah.
Yeah, I love when people try to hide cars. Not easy.
Well, I mean, the car's totaled, too. The hood and the windows broken. The windshield.
Good job fixing the car up.
People. I know. I'm just going to hide it and deal with it in the summer.
I was watching this true crime thing on Netflix, and it was this investigation in Britain. All these people were missing, and they were trying to connect it to this guy who'd been arrested. He had buried, like, three people in his backyard.
Ugh.
And this girl, who was 18, was out with her girlfriends, and they were all going home. And she's like, no, let's do that. And they're like, no. And she's like, I'm going to go drive to the... I think it was there was water or a beach or something. I'm going to go crash there. And they're like, no, don't do that. Go home. And anyway, she didn't go home. And she was never seen again. And the car was never seen again.
Oh.
It's like, how do you hide a car? I mean, that seemed quite unusual. Anyway, they do figure out, and I haven't gotten to the end of this thing, but they do figure out that this guy sold a very similar car that was hand-painted.
Oh.
Not too long after that.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. So he... just painted a different color.
With a brush, a paintbrush in it.
What a genius.
I didn't quite... He was a mechanical kind of guy. I couldn't figure out why he did such a...
horseshit job.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're talking about the hit and run where the guy got out of the car and ran, it made me think once again of The Legend of Cocaine Island.
Yeah.
When the one guy is on the side of the road cuffed. He got out of his handcuffs and took off running.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
I'm pissed at that guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, beside the point, but at that moment, I'm like, oh, wow, did he get away? And of course, the rest of the story is he goes around the corner, gets tackled by like six cops.
Of course.
I love that. That movie's so good.
Yeah,
I got some feedback from people that loved it, too. So
It was entertaining, and it was quite unusual that the actual participants were in the dramatizations.
Yeah.
That was really
it's like
different.
A comedy documentary.
Because I always get pissed
when
you see the people, you know, who are in the dramatizations, and at the end they show you the real person, like, no, they didn't even look like him.
Oh, I thought this guy was a good actor, too.
Oh, insulting. And usually they make them better looking than they were.
Yes, always.
You're thinking, oh, my God, this hot chick went down. And then you go, oh, she wasn't even hot.
it didn't even matter.
We didn't lose anything.
It changes your perspective.
So is there no Cocaine Island anymore?
I can't. I don't. You gotta
I
see
don't
it.
Know.
You gotta see it first, and we'll talk
oh,
about
all right.
it.
Yeah,
not sure.
I mean, the island still exists, Trudy. Oh, okay. That's what you're wondering.
Did you see the Tiffany Trump story?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I think if you're a billionaire or from a billionaire family, you're not allowed to date another billionaire. We need to spread the wealth a little bit.
Right.
Do billionaires have to meet billionaires? Isn't there something just so wrong about that?
How are they going to have anything in common with somebody who's not another billionaire, though?
You want to make sure they love you for something other than your money, though, Drew.
Well, a millionaire. But just a multimillionaire. Anyway, people are screaming because Secret Service, it costs $23,000 to protect her and this Serbian, or no, he's actually Lebanese, but they were in Serbia.
Serbia, yeah.
They had to provide Secret Service.
Why does she have to go to Serbia?
Because he's there. I don't know. But anyway, there's a picture of her on her Instagram, and she's like posed next to a statue. And I'm like, what is she doing at that statue? And then I find out the statue.
Like Maz in Barbaro.
The statue is of Karl Malden.
What?
Wait, Karl Malden.
The actor?
Yeah. Streets of San Francisco, Karl Malden.
There's a statue of Karl Malden
yeah, there's
somewhere?
Exactly.
Wow, that's fascinating. Thought, I'm glad she posted it now.
The first thing I was like,
worth
I was
the money.
Completely disinterested in the story, and I just kind of think, oh my God, it's so much easier to get a statue than I ever dreamed. Karl Malden has a statue.
Was he even?
In Serbia.
He born in Serbia?
Yeah, he has some Serb. He has
he
some
was born
Serb
in Chicago.
Yeah, but he's of Serbian parents or something. I think
it's a statue?
I don't know. I guess so.
Cut it out, Malden.
Well, that's
is Serbia that hurting for famous alums?
It's got Tiffany Trump to go, or what's her? Yeah, Tiffany Trump to go there. That's a terrible statue, by the way.
As bad as Lucille Ball's?
It's not that bad, but it's pretty bad.
Well, his nose isn't big enough for starters.
No, it doesn't
his nose is huge.
Some kind of hat.
It does just look like some guy in some Serb
random
in a hat.
Dude.
Well, how beautifully detailed a statue did you expect of Karl Malden?
It's new, too. It was just revealed in November of last year.
And everyone in Serbia is going, who the fuck is that?
they don't have television.
No idea. Good God.
There's the unveiling of the statue I'm looking at online here. Wow.
Are there three people there?
He was born.
Exactly.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Three kids are there.
Do you know his birth name was Mladen Sekulović.
Wow.
So Malden was really his first name. Fascinating.
Why are there umbrella holders for these people? Who are they?
Oh, they have umbrella holders?
Yeah,
like
they do in the picture, yeah.
Really?
They have two umbrella
holders. That's a status thing. If you got an umbrella holder, you got to be somebody. Never thought about that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's the Serbian Prime Minister, Trudy.
Oh,
that's
well.
Why. Well, spread
what
out.
What is he hurting for stuff to do?
She. How sexist
she.
Of you.
Oh. Excuse
you
me.
Need to go to unconscious bias programming. Is that what it's called? What's it called?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Malden.
I'm looking up other famous Serbians, and I don't know one of them.
Oh, well, then Malden deserves the statue.
Hmm.
Wait, there's got to be a basketball player.
Oh, wait. What about Tony Kukoc? Wasn't he Serbian?
Or is he Croatian?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Close enough.
Who is?
You put a statue of Tony Kukoc there. Is anybody going to complain?
No, I'd go see it. No, he's Croatian.
They'd probably believe he was Serbian. Yeah. Ah, close enough.
Yeah, he's Croatian.
It's pretty close, actually. But isn't the?
I didn't even know that. I just thought it was close.
who's
Peter Bogdanovic?
Yeah.
What about Drazen Petrovic?
Drazen Petrovic would be a perfect one.
What about Darko?
Darko
Milicic.
No, thanks. He doesn't deserve a statue anywhere.
But he is Serbian.
Mila Jovovic.
Oh,
And her giant nipples.
Yeah, why didn't they have a statue to her?
Have you ever seen her giant nipples, Trudy?
I have not seen her giant nipples.
Brandon, will you pull up a picture of her nipples, please?
Oh, my nipples, they hurt. They hurt when I twist them.
They're easily the biggest nipples.
Why are Serbian such good basketball players?
Spend
a lot of time indoors.
Oh. Yeah, they're really good shooters.
That's her.
Catherine Oxenberg?
They're huge.
Oh.
Yeah, look at those nips. Wow. Make a statue for those. Huge.
How do you represent them in?
Weird Al is Serbian. There should be a statue of Weird Al.
Oh, for sure. Before any. Oh, okay. I see.
Her nipples? I know.
Wow.
These huge nipples, man.
I think we found about five people that deserve a statue more than him, more than Malden.
Karl Malden?
Yeah. Who did he blow to get a
Malden.
Statue?
Malden.
Oh, I guess Drazen Petrovic's Croatian, too.
Oh,
just like that.
They'd be so mad at you right now.
That's a
fascinating 30 for 30.
That's the best one, isn't
once
it?
Once brothers between Drazen Petrovic and Vlade Divac. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's very, very sad. Well, then Vlade. Isn't Vlade Serbian?
He would, I guess.
Our knowledge of this area is very limited.
Oh, my God. People in Serbia, I know one thing about them now. Yes. They like the name Arco, like just put multiple letters of the alphabet. Darko, yeah. Marco, and Zarko are all three famous basketball players.
They like K's a lot. Yeah, Vlade is from Serbia. Yes. Yeah.
Well, put a statue for him up immediately. But are people mad at Tiffany Trump because she went there and it cost money?
Oh, yeah. No, a lot of people are upset because that trip cost four times average American annual income. It's the same thing, you know.
No, it didn't.
What trip?
Tiffany Trump.
To see Carl Malden.
The average American earns $5,000.
No. Yeah, that's wrong. That can't be right, because it costs $33,000.
$770-some?
How much? The average American at $56,516.
Yeah,
Who said it was four times the average income?
Newsweek.
Wait, but
fake news.
What are we talking about? This
sounds like Newsweek's going out of
business. The trip itself?
Her security and stuff.
Her Secret Service.
That we had to pay for.
Well, the flights alone. Would they send six guys or something? Well,
you don't want her to get kidnapped.
She can't fly in a commercial airplane, though.
You know what? It's four times the average annual salary of local residents in that country.
Well, that makes sense.
Oh, that's a good standard to use.
What a shithole. Just kidding. I don't know. We know nothing about the country.
Why is her dad sending her to shithole countries?
Ambassador? That would not be one of his shithole countries, though.
Oh, that's true.
It's very white-ish.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, I've got some breaking podcast news. Do we have a sounder still? Is that guy still around?
Oh!
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Okay. Setting the table very nicely for some valuable information. Mainly that the No Filter Sports podcast is available with the Sweet 16 weekend conversations, the Final Four setup, and also Tigers, Major League Baseball kicking in, and some good old-time baseball stories from Mr. Denny McClain.
That's right.
And other network breaking news on the Red Shovel Network. Elric, you know, Fox 2 ran that story three, four times. Did they run over the weekend? Does anybody know?
I did not see it on the weekend, no.
His new show, he's got 15,000, almost 16,000 downloads.
Might have his first guest, too.
Well.
This week, and I'm really hoping this person comes.
Charlie, meanwhile, is up around 46,000 for the Hugh show, and he's got a new one that's piling up downloads. And No Filter is almost at 100,000 downloads for their, I don't know how many shows it is, but they're coming on. So
meanwhile, we can't connect a phone call to save our lives.
I know. What kind of network is this? Jeez. What was going on? I'm really wanting to know what happened.
He didn't have service. I guarantee it. He had no service because the first six times I called, it didn't ring out.
Brandon, he was waiting all morning.
Then when we finally connect, he just keeps dropping out.
By the way, what is it? I've been waiting. Why was he waiting all morning? What does that have to do with anything? Because you were waiting all morning, then we should just have a 45-minute conversation where we hear you every 2 minutes for about 5 seconds?
He stayed in.
Plus, we didn't ask him to stay in all morning.
He stayed
in.
You know, I want to reset up the interview because I want to find out why he stayed in all morning.
That's the main focus.
What does that have to do with anything?
Did he say that or did his people say that?
He said that.
See, I'm starting to get really mad at this guy.
Well, we weren't mad
out of hand. There's no reason to say that. There was no reason to stay in. I think he had to stay in for some other reason. He's just laying it on us.
What, diarrhea? He had diarrhea?
So by saying that...
He didn't want to tell his people he had diarrhea?
Did he want to continue doing the interview in the manner it was being done because he had stayed in all morning? Because I don't think it was terribly effective.
Well, maybe he was mad at himself.
Diarrhea.
Maybe he's mad at himself for staying in. He's like, I stayed in. I could have gone out and done stuff.
Well, he blamed our phones. I mean, and that's an easy thing to do. Just say
that's like, you know, if I was going to be a guest on, let's say, this show, and I didn't live here,
and I stayed in all morning before I came over. Why would you stay in all morning? If you guys wanted me here at 1 o'clock, what would be the point of staying in all morning? It has nothing to do with it. Oh, she was I stayed in all morning. What? The inconvenience only starts from... He was on his cell phone, too. He could have been anywhere. He was in, like, the most unreachable place in the world. Had he been Hello? Anywhere else, Dirty it probably work. Would have gone fine.
No, no, I can hear you fine. It must be your phone. Sure, we'll be right over.
Other breaking podcast news. We now that we're in the Google Cloud, that's not a secret, is it?
No.
Well, we're able to count downloads properly.
Why would that be a secret?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Sounds cool. Sounds cool to say.
I think so too. You know, we were being told that we had, you know, 80,000 downloads.
Yeah.
73,000, 72,000. It was always in that range, and we found out that but they're only giving us a half a download. In fact, they have quarter downloads.
Yeah.
In our former cloud.
Because of the way they decide to count them.
And we didn't understand it because the show goes 2 hours. Or usually over 2 hours. And if somebody listens for 45 minutes, if somebody gives us a full Jackson, that's
45 minutes.
That's longer than a lot of podcasts.
Hey.
And that, the sponsors are typically recognized in the first 45 minutes to an hour. So why would we be getting a quarter download or have a download? So anyway, we switch knowing that we will get full credit for all our downloads. Mm. So what happens? We've been there since February 27th. And for example, on March 14th, we had 158,000 downloads.
Wow.
So we were being told that
we
had
that day?
Half Yay. Our audience. Half our We were being told we had half the audience we have.
Wow.
And every time, you know, for example, with Zot, I can't believe we're selling all these. This is amazing. It's like, well, we have twice the audience we were told we had.
Oh, that was the day I wasn't here. That's why. Well, there goes my job.
Obviously. You know when we had a bump?
See,
if you look back to February 27th and then like the 28th, and all of a sudden March 3rd, 4th, it bumps up. That's the Gale interview of R. Kelly. Those three shows there, they bump up about 15 to 20,000 people. It looks to me like if, because I noticed we opened the show with that, and it was, if I remember correctly, it was like, it was done at night, and then in the morning it was kind of, there was more about it, and then Friday they played the whole interview on CBS, and so it looks like the shows.
I didn't do this stuff.
The shows around there had some nice activity. And then since, you know, it's always.
I flew in on a helicopter.
140,000
downloads. That's stupid.
But, you know, here
how many?
4, 5, 6, 50, you said.
More than that.
Mark.
But, you know, you think you've got 60, 70, 80,000 people, and it's, what a,
thank you.
What kind of a business is this?
Everyone
and I always
listening.
Thought, you know, well, it's on the computer. It's on the internet. So we'll get exact numbers. And, I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, as a baseball fan, you can use numbers to shape anything you want.
But why would they shape them down?
It's to their advantage, or...
I don't
ever makes that.
I really don't follow the logic, but we have now found a place where they will tell us how many people listen to a show, whether they listen to, you know, this idea. We were getting credit for 28,000, 30,000 full downloads. People that listen to
full
2 hours and 20
yeah.
minutes. So are you telling me, I wonder what cloud Joe Rogan's in, because he gets a, what, 750,000 downloads a show or something?
Yeah.
Are they giving him half and quarter downloads too?
I don't know.
How long's Joe Rogan been doing this? 9, 10 years?
Long time, yeah.
Yeah. He must have.
Maybe I'm just not up with the times, but who listens to podcasts?
Oh, come on now.
Fuck you, Troy.
There's so much podcasting stuff lately. Have you guys noticed?
Yeah, well.
It's everywhere.
Gimlet sale to Spotify has really perked people's ears up.
And it sounds like Crime Town was the show they really wanted.
Yep.
Were there other shows on there that were that?
They only had 20 shows or
so.
None that I had ever heard of.
I wasn't really familiar with them. Did you listen to any of them?
Crime Town.
No, I mean, besides Crime Town?
None of the other 19, no.
Well, $250 million got a lot of people's attention, and I guess once the business world takes a larger interest, it has a boomerang effect.
Yeah, money.
Yeah. So I just can't tell you how many. The New Yorker had a huge podcasting article. Then there were the 10 women that aren't being listened to enough. There's a lot of how-to podcast articles. Rolling Stone has a podcasting. I mean, they're just all over the place. It's like we've, I don't know, I feel like suddenly we're in the right place. It's almost like the fourth, not the fourth media, but it's getting there.
I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy.
How long before it affects programming on terrestrial profoundly, do you think?
I don't know.
Great question.
My thing is, I keep seeing, there's all this. What people seem to credit podcasting with is putting raw programming out there. Real people talking about real things. Well, you know, whether it's wines or being a mommy or, you know, Mark Maron does an interview every week. I think Dax does an interview every week. Guys We Fucked.
Yeah,
you know, you've got certainly have the effect of
that should be a draft.
I know
it's a very popular podcast, but you have people who have just set up a microphone and a receiver and record a show in many cases with hardly any production whatsoever, and they're getting tons of listeners. So I would have thought that wow, it's like a new pool of talent for terrestrial radio, but. Is anyone going into radio from podcasting, or is it that loss of freedom that they don't want to? I mean, I would think radio, that, like Joe Rogan. But, why isn't Joe Rogan on FM radio somewhere?
Well, he'd have to do a show. How often does he do a show? Does he do one every day?
A couple. Does he do it?
I think he does it
at least three a week, I think.
There are very few shows that do one every day. And I think if you were a station, you would want one. Every day.
I still would think that weekend programming. Wouldn't you think some of these?
Yeah, but they don't sell weekend. I mean.
But you could.
Oh, they could.
You could have good weekend programming. I mean, as opposed to what stations do now, like WJR sells the time. How many people?
To go back to your question, Trudy, I think it's going to all be because of the cars.
Cares.
As they start getting rolled out and they have these new interfaces, you know, pretty soon it's going to have a display and you'll probably just link it with your phone. And I mean, which you can do now, but I'm saying it's going to make it so easy that it's the primary radio source isn't going to be AM or FM on.
Right.
That's what I think eventually will happen.
Bumper to bumper cars.
You know, I still run into people who seem kind of savvy and they're in a group where you feel like they should adapt pretty easily. And they're just, this one guy goes, I always look at my phone. People say, did you hear a podcast? And I don't know how to get one. And I'm like, oh my God.
They can't be trying that hard, though, can they? You could just Google Drew and Mike. If you have Alexa, you can say, Drew and Mike Show. It's not that hard.
I am appalled when I hear that.
But you have to want to do it. If it's something you're like, well, I hear about this podcast, but I really don't have time, then...
Sometimes there are too many out there.
Yeah, I think there's...
I want to listen to a bunch. I'm like, I don't have time for this.
No, I'll listen to almost anything, really. It's
since you don't have kids.
Well, I don't know how many I'd listen to if I had kids, but it's fun to listen to bad podcasts. Go, yeah, that podcast sucks. Our podcast is so much better. And I love, this is really funny, but I love listening to a podcast where I'm skeptical. And I go, I don't know about that podcast. And I'll turn it
sounds
on,
like a great one.
And like 5 minutes in, I'm like, that podcast is done. It's history before it started. It's over. And I heard one the other day. Mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but it was two songwriters.
Oh.
I won't even mention any names.
Two notable songwriters? Like
one of them's kind of notable. Uh-huh. Kind of.
Oh, really? Hall & Oates.
No.
Seals
too
and
big.
Croft.
Way too big. Way too big.
Loggins and Messina.
There's a hit or two.
I don't know.
And I thought, oh, that just seems like somebody.
Buckner and Garcia.
Who probably isn't rolling in the money with their music and went, I have a podcast.
Well, that's the problem. A lot of people do that.
And I listened to 5 minutes and was like, over. Over before it started. This is horrible. And it was. It was really bad. Really bad. I mean, they were professional sounding, but it was. If you get Dreamweaver in the first 3 minutes of a podcast, I think, and I, this is something I would be kind of interested in, but no, sorry, it's over. I'll tell you when it's officially over.
Yeah, I'm dying.
It's over. I'll tell you after the show.
It is, and I think we didn't have to build this one from the ground up because we just sort of transported it.
Right? Yeah.
You just transported it.
It's very fortunate.
From a building in wherever the hell we used to, Royal Oak Township.
Oh, yeah, Royal Oak Township, that's right.
To your basement.
Yep.
Which was brilliant.
Yeah. It did work out pretty well. I feel very lucky.
And it's sort of the same thing.
It's too bad, though, that it didn't start right after Riff. That would have been perfect. But. Yeah.
Right.
What's wrong with 105.1?
Wait, do we ever get to
everything?
Do we ever get to the Tom Mazzaway, the official story about how far out of the way he did go?
No, we did not.
To visit Barbaro?
Should we just save it for tomorrow?
No, I think we should reveal it because I think it's fascinating that he went to Churchill Downs, and I think getting a picture of the Barbaro statue was a big part of the field trip.
Mm-hmm.
But they also did they go to the Horse Hall of Fame or something like that?
I don't know. He just sent pictures of the statue.
Wait. The Horse Hall of Fame?
It's
which has what?
Some Churchill Downs Hall of Fame, maybe. I mean, maybe there's jockeys there.
Oh, the Kentucky Memorial.
We all know jockeys so well.
I hope they don't have a memorial section for all the horses they have to kill when they get hurt on the track.
That would just
like
be
all the
endless.
Ones in California that's going on, yeah.
And do they have, like, statues of horses? Because if you have a statue of like, Barbaro, how do you know it's Barbaro in that statue?
I know.
It's just a horse. Just,
yeah, it's
just
the same mold,
Trudy.
Just
make a statue of a horse and say it's Barbaro.
It's the same exact mold for every single one.
They don't really look that different from each other.
And why would they have jockeys in the Kentucky Derby Hall of Fame? Because as far as I'm concerned, the jockeys, they're the people that slow the horse down. It's supposed to be faster without them. Why should they get anything?
Guess what? All your horses lost. They're all like you, losers.
I will mention because it's it just came in, and I wish we had gotten on early, but they have a couple specials going on through April the 9th at the offices of Dr. Roche. Buy one syringe of Restylane, get one syringe half off. That'll save you $300 and a lot of wrinkles. When you schedule a surgery, receive a free syringe of Restylane, a $600 value. People do like this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And the Deevage package special. Buy three treatments for $38.50 normally. It's $4,500 plus receive a free G shot. Right. So it's a savings of $1,200. Math on $1,850.
Wow.
Carry the one.
Whoa.
Yeah, $1,850.
Wow. I love your on the spot math.
I know. I do. Somebody was calling me out for saying that I'm getting off on my math skills.
You do get off.
I like math.
I like math. That's cool.
What's wrong with liking math?
Oh,
I like stats and sports.
Oh, I know.
I like seeing our downloads refresh.
You do. You like numbers.
That syringe of Restylane is in so much demand these days because we have such consternation on a daily basis that we just, our foreheads are doomed without it.
It's true. Yeah, that stuff works. No doubt about it.
13.
Jerry Halwell.
19.
He likes math.
He does. He loves numbers.
12 million.
He hasn't been
we have a lot in common.
2,000.
Is it Jerry Halliwell?
98 million.
Spice?
Is that the Spice Girl?
Spice Girl? Uh-huh.
She goes by Jerry Horner now. I guess
what?
That's her country estate husband's name.
Oh, I see.
Bob, she married Bob Horner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Horner, the Atlanta Brave.
They have four home runs
big
in
dude.
One game.
Anyway, she's very hurt about all of the Mel B revelations.
That, yeah, I've seen that.
That they lesboed down.
Really?
Because now I think it's being said that, oh, yeah, they were together for a year.
Oh.
And that they had some hot thing and they were in love.
And she says it's not true?
She says that these rumors are hurtful.
That doesn't say it's not true.
Well, she's calling them rumors, so.
Yeah.
Huh.
She's kind of implying they're fake. But she's got two kids who are like, you know, 12 or 14 or something like that.
Oh, right.
I think she's not digging this too much. Yeah. And also,
what?
The tour, apparently one of the primary motivations behind the tour is that Mel B is completely financial toast.
Yeah.
And so Mel B needed to make some money. And so I think she's a little miffed.
Yeah.
Mel B, by the way, has a girlfriend now, supposedly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hot. Why don't they put her on the show?
She was doing three ways with Belafonte.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember?
Belafonte, yeah.
And
with the nanny.
Was it the... I think the nanny was saying that she would fuck anybody. She'd bring randos in all the time and bang them.
Good for her, man.
She sounds pretty
that's
wild.
What she wants. Yeah, cool. mean, he was a dick, Belafonte.
I know. She just sounds kind of crazy to me.
Which Belafonte?
He just took the name
Harry's
Trudy.
Son.
He's not related to him at all. He just thought the name sounded cool.
I think didn't he say he thought he looked like him?
He thought he looked like he could be the offspring of Harry Belafonte. Yeah,
damn it, so many liars are getting ahead. I know.
Isn't
Start
it amazing?
Lying, Trudy.
I really need to.
Do it.
You're raised your entire life to tell the truth, though, so it's really hard to...
L-Y-I-N apostrophe.
You want to...
They lie.
Hit the outro, Brandon.
Lies.
Let's see. While we're on our way out, we could mention...
All a lie.
No Filter Sports, if you want to hear Eli Denny and Bob Page talking about the weekend, the Sweet 16 weekend, and the Final Four coming up, Tigers, Red Wings, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, we never did get to Nipsey Hussle's death.
Yeah.
Which, you know.
That's not his real name, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that. And so the S's aren't dollar signs in his name either?
Sorry, rest in peace.
R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle.
But he was murdered.
Is it the rap business seems to have a lot of murders, doesn't it?
Yes, quite a few, yes.
Would they want that to slow down, maybe?
But who's in charge of all of it?
I don't know.
Who are you going to go to?
I don't know what you're going to do.
Anybody see John Oliver last night?
Yeah.
With the thing about the wrestling, the WWE?
Wow. Really funny.
That wrestler's dying.
Vince McMahon sticking his head in the getting... his head shoved in the wrestler's butt.
Oh, the stinky face. Yeah, that happened in, like, 98.
That was awesome.
He's waving his arms around like the Lost in Space robot. Like, he can't push off his butt to get his head out.
No, he was too stuck.
He liked it.
I used to watch a lot of WWE. A lot of it.
For some reason, other than amusement, laughing at it, I've never really been a fan.
11 billion followers.
I know. It's huge. I do.
Is there anything else about Nipsey you wanted to say? Or just
No, I don't know. He sounded like a good guy, like he was trying to do the right thing, but...
Shiny and sparkly.
Well, that too.
And splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
See you, Nipsey.
Shiny and sparkly. And splendidly bright. Here one day.